You can't be stupid.
I don't feel comfortable sharing my personal pictures with someone.
If you want to meet somewhere, I'll be more than glad to. I'll beat your ass.
I'll meet you at the strip club.
I don't know who you are.
I'm not playing no fucking games,
dude. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Ha! 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 I'm Milkman and I'm doing the show tonight.
Hey everybody, good evening. McCarlito, that is, and Madhouse Radio. Hope you all are doing super. Yeah, man. Carlito's your host. For the next 15 minutes, we'll be doing the show. After that, it's a surprise! Big surprise! Big surprise! Yeah, man. Good evening, Madhouse Radio. MadhouseLive.com is the website. Send your prank requests there. Because we prank, we do prank calling. Prank calling people. Stuff like that. Yeah! Yeah! Cacti Cactay in the chat room says Milky Liquors. For some reason, for the last 2 days, I've been saying Milky Liquors in my head. I don't know why. Over and over again. Milky Liquor, Milky Liquor. I have no idea. Good point. Gold star for Cacti Cactay. Milkman, if you don't mind. Give him a gold star. Just for being...
All right.
Just for being on the spot. There you go. I don't know why. Seriously, all day today, I wanted to go take a piss, and I kept saying Milky Liquor under my breath. Milky Liquor, Milky Liquor.
You know how far that goes back?
That goes back, yeah, a few years, at least.
That, almost to the beginning. The first person I think I ever heard say that, do you remember who it was?
Johnny B from the Jerky Boys?
No, just slightly prior to that. But he did know of me. It was just, you know, it was just a prophecy.
Hugh Jackman in The Gladiator.
Exactly wrong, man. It was Dr. Lego.
Oh, that's that Jerky Boys. That's the Jerky Boys thing from like the 90s, man. God, you're stupid. God, you're stupid.
But I told you the prophecy I'm talking about in our, you know, in our group. Sorry.
Milkman, listen. Listen. See? Wrong. That's Johnny B telling me you're wrong right there.
Alright, Johnny B.
Man, don't fuck with Johnny B. He get mad. The stream is skipping. God damn it.
What
the video? The video skipping? The video does skip sometimes. Don't rely on the video. The video's ass. I hate the video. I only put it on there because you people get mad if I don't do video. I'm going to try to fix the camera a little bit so it's not grabbing so much. Maybe that'll help out. I don't know. I look fat today. I feel fat. I look fat. There you go. Well, good evening, everybody. Hope you're all having a great night. I'm sorry I'm late. I was actually watching the vice presidential debate. Quite interesting. Guy like Joe Biden. I'm not a big fan of Obama or Romney, really, but I think Joe Biden brings it, and he's actually kind of. I hope it doesn't go negative, but he's sitting there just kind of even just laughing in Paul Ryan's face. It's pretty good. I think it's over now. No, they're still going.
They've gone up 3,000.
Let's see if we can hear Joe Biden be mean again.
Or remember when he said, I promise by the end of my first term, I'll cut the...
This Ryan cat's weighing over his head, and Biden's, like, wiping the floor with him.
Oh, man, he got him so good.
Yeah.
A debt crisis is coming. We can't keep spending and borrowing like this. We can't keep spending money we don't have.
He's not answering questions, and Biden's actually like, why doesn't he answer questions?
He's racing.
Well, it got to the point where Ryan was like, excuse me, Mr. Vice President, please don't interrupt me. and the Vice President, well, then stop taking more than 4 minutes for each question.
We've got to tackle this debt crisis before it tackles us.
Crazy fuckers are a big fan of this guy.
Speech. We asked his budget office, can we see the plan? They sent us to the press secretary. He gave us a copy of the speech. We asked the Congressional Budget Office, tell us what President Obama's plan is to prevent a debt crisis.
Who cares? Why don't you shut up, man? I'll be giving in a little bit. I'll be giving my endorsement here for the 2012 election, Milkman. The Madhouse.
Oh, wait a minute. Send my cactus. Don't throw anything in the chat room. You got to send it direct to Carlito or I. Please.
Yeah,
don't
take back that gold star. Take back gold star because cacti. He's new. He doesn't.
Yeah, get a half a star now, man. But yeah. you got to send that direct.
Yeah,
we'll give you back your half.
What happens is someone else will call it, like the Brad Carter guy. He'll call it and he'll be like, "Teehee." He says, "Teehee, you know, Carlito, he's about to prank call you, and here's his personal information." You know, go give him all my information before I call.
That's not fun.
And then I call him an asshole, and the guy's like, oh, I know your real name and your address and your phone number.
And
I'm like, oh, my God.
Does virtually nothing except continue to increase the tax cuts for the very...
Yeah, the debate's boring. I'm going to turn it off. It was funny before.
Have you talked to Mr. Stewart today, sir?
No, I have not. No. No, why? Mr. Stewart, I don't know. He didn't do a show Sunday because he was sleeping with a 16-year-old girl. And I know off the cuff that sounds horrible, but apparently it's legal in the UK, and he was saying, I'm gonna bang a 16-year-old this weekend, and that's why he didn't do a show. Well, hopefully he should. I want him to come in and talk to us about this. But anyway, we're gonna be talking to Evil Artie tonight. Evil Artie has more crazy stories. He always has. I think Evil Artie should write a book at some point. Well, all the girls that he's met, right? All the fucking K2 spice overdose in the Walmart parking lot. The stinky girl that he met once, remember, that stole his laptop charger, and the time he went out on a date with the one girl and he insisted on smoking pot on the way there to the sushi place. He went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place and ate all this sushi in front of her and was wondering why she didn't call him back after that. I wonder. Oh, man.
Hey, did you get that gourd I sent you there?
Yeah, thanks for sending me on that gourd. Everyone get on gourd, man. Yeah, we got request of pranks. We got quite a few request of pranks, including some from Big Perf.
Yeah. I got some, I'll be sending you some numbers to one of our listeners here. Is sending us numbers.
See a milky liquor? No? Anyway, I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately, did not update the website yet. Enigma and I are working hard. Hardly working.
Yeah.
Working hard on getting the new Madhouse Live website. I'll tell you, it's looking good. It's getting there right now. We got some final touches to do. We're in the process of moving everything over as far as episodes and pranks and archives. The prank archive, the show archives, the request to prank feed. It's a lot of stuff that has to be moved over. We want to do it right so that when we flip the switch on the name server, we want there not to be anybody with any downtime. We don't want the prank cast to crap out. We don't want anybody to be missing out. This is the biggest reason why there hasn't been any prank cast updates. Two We're behind three episodes, not including tonight's episode. I've edited two of those, but I'm holding off on uploading to the feed because I don't want anything to break, seeing that we're already going to be converting over to a new server and a new website, a new WordPress site. But I'll tell you, it's looking really good. Milkman, I don't know if you were in there today, but a lot more changes to it.
Okay.
There. Yeah, it's I'm really digging it. The whole commenting system has been tested out. That's working good. You're going to be able to log in, and you're going to be able to, you know, share right from there on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff. It's going to look really, really cool. What we're most concerned with right now is making sure everything makes it okay. And that
the custom meta tags is going to go through.
Yeah, it's got a tagging system also, yes. But the big problem that we want to make sure it doesn't break things is the podcast feed, the Prankcast feed. We want to make sure that we don't lose subscribers or that no one loses their connection to the feed.
That's a must.
Yeah, so we're taking things slow. We decided to turn down the dial on the speed. There's no rush. We have a decent working good site now, but what we're going to have coming up soon is going to be better. Also want to give a big thanks out to Big Tabachi, who's been undertook a project that I enlisted his help with, which is going back to all the years of shows that we have and pulling out the prank calls that have never been isolated out. Now, Hollywood Vanya, for about a year, he helped out with that, and Kokanee did for about a good year also. I believe 2008, 2009, and some of 2010. I pretty much have all those pranks, and those are on the prank archive, and they play on the Shoutcast rotation when we don't have any live shows on the Madhouse stream. We've got, you know, the entire 2006, 2007 full of shows, and we don't have all except for just a few of those prank calls isolated out.
Some of the old treasured shows, man, back during the radical time.
Well,
man.
Well, I'll tell you, Tabachi has gotten most. He's got 9 months out of 2006 edited out already. He did it pretty quick. He did a great job with titles and everything. It's looking.
Yeah, he sent me a link to it, dude. That's solid, man.
Yeah, it's good, dude. And I only heard a few of them, but like I just started as some of these. Like I'll just. Maybe
a lot of the Dead shit, too.
Yeah, there's Reclute, there's Reclute stuff, the Dead, there's Dr. Lego pranks, Sean Ward pranks. There's you remember Lego had that friend? I forgot his name, but he
Zito.
Well, the guy that lived in Jamaica for a while, and he could do a really good Jamaican.
Zito. Remember he did that? He did that. I got him to do the promo for it.
Okay, so that is an
animal. Remember, he did that in Milkman and Sidekick Andy.
Yeah, and Andy got mad because he didn't like being called the sidekick. He said he was oh, oh. I'm a co-host, I'm not a sidekick. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll read some of these here. Tell me one that you want to hear. I'll tell you, we got, let's see, tend earliest possible. I don't know what that is. The OG Fly McYoma Yoma Ooga Booga. I think that's Sean Ward. Lying Muslim. $7 ribs? See, there's so many. There's some old Jack, like the first Jack Masterson calls are in here.
He was an asshole. Yeah, there was some Eddie Garcia in the isolated, man. Thank you, man. That way we could like kind of like brush up on him, man. We need to dust him and Jack off, man. I haven't heard him in a long time. Jack off. Jack off.
You need to jack
bust
off.
Bust him off.
Panties on Carlito's face. Zolar Pranks 5-Star Hotel. Zolar Pranks 5-Star Hotel. There's Zolar.
That sounds good.
Tit Stop. There's one here.
How long is it?
I don't know. I can't see that. I got to open it up first. Grape. Here's one. Let's see. What's grape in my French fries? Let's see. This is when we first started. They're not all good. Grape in my French fries.
Good evening, Wendy's.
Hey, Wendy's. I'd like to file a complaint against you.
I'm sorry?
You see, I was eating my french fries over there.
Oh, shit, it's Jupe.
Someone put a grape in the fryolator. And
I'm sorry?
It is!
Hello?
I had a fried grape in my french fries.
Oh, who?
I bit into it, and it squirted in my eye.
What did you say?
can you fucking hear me? Listen to me. Okay,
do
listen.
Me a favor. Come to the store and say that, okay? Come
I will.
All right.
Why don't you come to my turf and try and put a grape in my french fries like that?
Okay. Well, here's what Jamaica. I think I remember this Jamaican restaurant. Jamaican restaurant rage.
I don't know where you can get it.
But you do smoke it, please, right?
That's not a color Jamaica.
You don't smoke?
All right. Try somewhere else.
Come on, one second. Hello. Hello.
Three fingers.
Yeah, man. Wagwan.
What's up?
You all right?
Can I help you?
Yeah, man. You're still working there?
What's that?
I want to know if you're still working there.
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah, man. It's Trevor. You don't remember me.
Trevor?
Yeah, man.
you might think I'm someone else, man. This is Sam.
Yeah, man. You're the surfer dude.
Huh? The server dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I remember you, man. Long time no see, man. We just got here from Jamaica, you know.
Oh, nice.
What kind of food you got?
We got the buffet, man. It's all day, $7.99 now.
Yeah, man. We can deal with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. We're going to stop by. Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
We need to pick up some little something, a little herb, man. We can't find nothing here, man. Fucking blood clot, man. I can't find nothing here. I don't know no one.
Oh, man, I can't help you with that.
Yo, man, you know what happened to me? We had a nice little bit coming here, and we come to a custom, and I'm taking it away from me, man. But lucky they didn't lock me up, you know.
No way.
Yeah, man. It was only a little bit, man. But still the same. I don't have nothing. Now I'm losing my mind.
That's rough, man. Yeah, I can't help you with that.
Come on, man. You can't give me a little something?
You hear him in the background. Come on, I'll fuck your mother.
Yeah, we can't help you with that.
Who that there talking?
That's Clive.
Yo, tell him what I want.
Here, you want to talk to him?
Yeah, man. Clive on the phone.
Here, hold on.
Yo, who this has more weed pan phone? We don't sell weed here, man.
I'm not asking you to sell me something. Try to lick me up a little bit, man.
Who this?
My name's Trevor, man. You don't remember me.
No,
you don't have a long time since you're a little youth, man.
Huh?
Me, I remember you when you was a youth.
No, man, you don't know me, man. You're the wrong person, man.
No, man, I know you.
Know me from where?
Yeah, man, for a long time.
From where?
Come on, man. You're from the yard, man.
From
you don't
yard?
Remember?
No, man, you're wrong, man.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
Wrong, yeah?
Why are Jamaican born in America?
I'm coming from, man.
Every Jamaican from the yard.
Yeah?
Every Jamaican from the yard, man.
What Jamaican from a yard? Come to the restaurant, let me see who you're talking to. If you want some food, you can get that. But we don't deal no drugs in this place, okay? Don't call this phone and ask for nothing like
that. Yeah, man, you bumper clock. Don't tell me that.
Do you hear me? Well, stop your mother.
No, look, pussy hole. Don't talk like that to me. You're lost, Clot. You there?
He's gone. What did you just say?
Good thing, restaurant.
Yeah, how you doing there, buddy?
All right.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why did you just talk to my boy Trevor like that? He's upset over here. He just stormed out of here upset. Say he's got to get some beer or something. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's his problem, man. He can't call a restaurant and asking for weed.
Weed?
Asking for smoke.
Trevor can't smoke no weed. He's on parole. What are you talking
well,
about?
That's what
you lying?
About here.
Then you lying because he don't smoke no weed. He's on pro. He ain't smoked no weed in 2 years. I don't know. He better not be smoking weed.
Well, that's what he just calling asking about here. But he know me from you, though. He don't know me, man.
He,
you know, he can't ask for weed in a restaurant. We don't sell drugs here.
He said he used to work there with you or something like that.
I don't know work. I never have no Trevor work here with me.
I don't know, but he said to tell you that something about Bumble.
Come on, listen to the guy's voice. You can tell he smokes. He smoked a lot. He's been smoking. Oh, yeah. He's got the raspiness.
The bumble bitch clot or something.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him to go suck his mother and don't ask for no weed.
No, wait. You got it all wrong, buddy. What'd you just say? To do what to my mother?
Huh?
What'd you say about my mother? You don't even know me, boy.
No, I don't. I'm not. I don't know you neither, so I'm telling whoever call asking about jobs there.
You damn.
Don't call this number and ask for no jobs, because this is not a job den. This is a restaurant.
You damn Canadians need to go back to your own country if you're going to come over here
I'm
talking.
I'm not a Canadian. I'm American like you. Are you American?
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm
born here.
I'm the original American from the South.
All right. Well, this is one. Remember that.
Don't
forget that.
Well, you sound like you sound like a damn Canadian over here talking curse words
well,
and
this
stuff.
Is not, I'm not a Canadian. I never been to Canada, so I don't know that.
Well, that's not what Trevor said.
My parents are Jamaican, and I'm American, okay?
You're not even Jamaican either.
All right, anything you want to say. Don't call this number again, otherwise I'll have them.
Call him a bad
your number.
Hey.
I'll have my boss check your number. Get this owned by a cop, so if you want to know, you know that. Don't call this phone no junk.
What's the name of the cop?
Okay, Bati Boy.
What's the name of the cop?
The Chichi Man.
Bati Boy. I know what Bati Boy means too, you faggot. Damn it.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 5 hours, 24 minutes, 29 seconds.
Just sound frustrated, well, like you don't know what you're going to do. Just beg him or something, I don't know.
What country is he in? Three fingers up, son. Come on, you there? Yo. Hey, get mad at me for a month. Huh? Hey, curse me for. Yo, hear me out, sir.
No,
yo, this
man.
Is a different man now. Hear me out, sir, nigga. You can't call the restaurant asking for weed or drugs. You don't sell drugs, nigga. You hear that? You're calling me a nigga, man. Yeah, man. Get it straight like that, yeah, because you must have called the restaurant and asked for weed. Yeah,
you didn't say I didn't say I wanted to buy it.
Well, we don't have no weed to smoke or buy. And we don't deal with weed. You see?
So why are you going to tell me my mother, your Bati Boy?
Yo, you lucky thing you ain't come. Maybe if you came here face to face, you'd get slapped in your face with.
You pussy hole.
Come out, come talk then, Bati man. Come out, come talk.
Stop chatting fuckery, man. You're chatting fuckery, man.
You sound like for real Jamaican police.
Kiss my ass, man.
Come out, complain, nigga. If you're still hearty.
Man, you ain't not, man, you know nothing.
Come on, complain.
You know the restaurant that pussy.
Suck your mother again, go suck your mother, last father, sister, uncle, Bati.
You're gonna come down here with 20 hydron, man.
Go put a scuba diver suit and truck in your mother back with your pussy.
What the fuck is
it's
that?
My bomber clad ass, man. The pussy hole.
Hello, boy.
Your pussy hole. Wow. Wow, Milkman. Wow. There's a bunch of those.
I mean, I miss him.
Look, there's actually, how many pranks? Over 300 so far and counting. 373.
Yeah, man.
Doing good. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Tabachi. Keep them coming if you can when you hear.
Hell yeah, this guy's on a roll, man. Yeah. Please. Okay. Thank you, man. Recovering some lost gold nuggets.
I'm going to have to grab all these and put them on the rotation and on the prank archive. It's going to be a lot of fun to do that.
I can't believe that one from Jeep, dude. Remember, I got him to come back for a little while. He was going to start doing a show, man. That's hilarious.
Good evening, John.
Hello, Chevron.
Yes.
Hey, this is the Chevron?
Yes.
With gasoline, right?
Yes.
Okay. From what country origin is your gasoline?
Hello, I can hear you. Hello?
What is the country of origin of your gasoline?
Hold on, I can hear you. Hold on.
Oh, bullshit.
Hello?
Bullshit. Hello?
Hey, don't say bullshit, okay?
I'm sorry.
What can I do? I can hear you. How can I answer your question?
Don't yell at me. Please. What is country of origin of your gasoline?
Bullshit. She got mad and called her. I said bullshit to her. And that was rude to say that. All right, well, let's...
Talking bullshit to me! We ain't playing games!
Yeah, we'll do some real prank calls now here. Something else. Oh, yeah, hey, I got a good cigar. Oh, man, do I got
a cigar? I sent you a prank request there. Yeah. I gorged it to you. This was recently confirmed.
All right. Did I don't know if I showed this last week. I don't think I did. I think I got it Friday. This is that. Remember I talked about that three-headed twisted cigar that I've been wanting?
Oh, yeah, the Okie Smokey.
Yeah, I finally got it. It's right here. It's Davidoff Calibra.
That's an expensive one, right?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's nice. Comes in a nice little box. Three cigars in one right there. It looks pretty good. That's for this week. I'm going to have one tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. I got it last Friday, but I don't think I had it Thursday. I don't think I showed it on the air. I don't think I did. If I did, I'm sorry talking about it, but I still haven't touched it because I don't want to. It looks so cool. I don't want to break it open. You don't smoke all three at once. You have to you untie it, and it separates the three you do. And
is it on there now?
Huh? Yeah. It's here. It's here now. It's tied up. It's here now. Yeah. Okay. But when
I'm not getting video stream, that's why.
Oh no, I don't know. Your shit's broken, perhaps. What I do have here, a buddy of mine met him earlier in the week. There was a big cigar event Tuesday downtown. I called you, right? Remember you called me when I was there? I was at the big event.
It's jamming, man.
It was free food and whiskey and all this stuff. And oh man, I had my first Guinness. Never had a Guinness before. Anyway, he went on a cruise recently.
Oh, you never had a Guinness?
I ended up having two Guinness Droughts. Yeah, man, I had two of them, as a matter of fact. They were so good. I really liked that beer. Anyway, my friend, he went on a cruise, and he bought a Cuban cigar. He brought me one, a Monte Cristo from Havana, the brown wrapper, not the Dominican label. I think it's a yellow wrapper in the Dominican kind. This is an actual, I'm going to be smoking it tonight. Breaking the embargo, breaking the law here tonight. Monte Cristo Havana, Open Master, Open Master Churchill I got right here. We'll be smoking that. Authentic, nice Cuban cigar. I'm real excited about this. It's got high ratings. And fuck if I left my lighter in the other room. So I'm going to have to go get my lighter. Son of a bitch. Oh, milkman.
Oh, Okie Smokey.
Yeah, I'm going to have to play a prank call while I get the lighter. Sorry, guys. Sorry to do this to you.
All right. I got some rednecks waiting on you.
Rednecks? Oh, good. Yeah, Brad has sent in numbers for people who are getting their cars repaired at local dealerships. Looking forward to that. Also, milkman, we got that online. And also, we have, what is it here, some more layaway calls to do.
Brad sent some in to request a prank to you, and I think we just didn't get to them. They're in the back catalog a couple weeks.
Okay.
He'd sent a message. He's having trouble connecting, but he is listening, as always. He's a dedicated listener.
Good. Thank you. Of course. All right. Well, give me about 2 minutes, 90 seconds. I'm going to go run, get that, and come back. There's someone, UK Godfather, is looking for access to Gort. Milkman, send him a link to Gort. Will you don't mind, please? All right.
All right.
Appreciate it. Send him our Gort info.
Hi, is this Valente Cross?
Yeah, all right. This is one.
Be right back.
Damn sure is.
You get your grubby hands off of my iPhone machine, all right? Listen, I got proof. I lost my...
your iPhone machine. Listen to me. I do not have your iPhone machine. I've never owned an iPhone machine, never even seen one. I don't know what you're talking about. And you need to be just a little bit more damn polite because I don't have it.
Well, listen, I have proof of it. Unrefutable proof from the GPS.
I'd appreciate if you would fax me.
What I want? I'm sorry.
I would appreciate if you would fax that proof to me.
I don't believe you know how to operate a fax machine. You're a common thief.
I have one in my office. I operate it every day. Send me the proof, and I will get to the bottom of it because I do not have your iPhone.
iPhone machine. Get it right.
I don't appreciate you. I don't have it. You want my fax number? You can fax me the proof, and I will get to the bottom of it. But you don't call up and give my casino host a hard time.
If you have a fax...
I don't have your phone, and...
Listen, if
we
you
don't get to the bottom of this, fax it to me.
If you have a fax machine, then what button do you push to send stuff?
We push 90 pause to get an outside line.
No, no.
We are through a network inside the company.
No, no, you hit send. You don't even know how to use a fax machine. You don't even know.
I have a fax machine. I operate it every day, and everything goes through.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me I don't know how to operate it.
That's nice, honey. Okay, listen, so I have proof. I turn on my iPhone machine, I turn on the GPS, and I'm telling you signs all over. Wanda Nelson this, Wanda Nelson has the phone, Wanda Nelson made a phone call, phone calls all over the place.
Send me the proof. Send me the proof because I don't have it, and I want to find out who does. So send me the proof, and I will find out who has it.
Listen, and then somebody told me that they saw you eating chicken, and then you weren't cleaning your fingers, and you're touching all the dirty grease on top of my phone. That's just, you know what, just keep it. If you're so little.
I do not have your iPhone. Can you please tell me where you are? Because the 407 is not even a local number where I am.
That's right, yes. This is the phone that you stole. I'm having the phones forwarded.
I don't have your phone. I did not steal your phone.
Okay.
Where are you located?
I was in the casino. I decided to go out to eat and cool down. And
when
I'm going to.
Were you in the casino?
I'm going to speak.
When were you in the casino?
Ma'am, this is getting a little personal, don't you think? I was at the machine. You
okay,
know.
But when?
The machine, yes, today, the machine. You know the machine with the lights that goes bing, 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 bing. You know that one?
We all have lights that do that. Which machine are you playing?
The game machine. You know?
We have a lot of game machines. Which one were you playing?
This, okay, you put in the money in it, right? And it has this, has buttons.
Machines that take money.
Yeah, but it has the buttons, and you pull the thing. It's like doom, doom, doom.
They all have buttons.
Bing, bing,
they
like that.
They all go ding, ding.
It's got numbers on it.
Which one were you playing?
And
they all have numbers.
I'm just going to come in for a refund, I think, is what I'm going to do.
You come and see me. It would be great. Come and see me.
Are you threatening me?
No, I want you to come and talk to me so we can straighten it out.
All right, well, if we're going to talk, we're going to talk like men. You understand?
I'm not a man, so that's fine.
Maybe that's the problem.
Where do you live? I would like to send you my address so that you can send that to me, since you don't...
So I can send it to her and then fuck her in her house, in her room, in her bed, while her husband's away, in her husband's bed. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Milkman. Yeah, baby. All right. We'll play Peach Fuzz from the beginning, because people seem to like that song, Peach Fuzz, when it comes on the show. Peach Fuzz. All right, let's see what we got here, Requested Pranks. Let's get on it. Let's get on this thing. Oh, I gotta put my password in. Fuck! Oh, yeah. Cuban cigar. Gotta love it. All right, let's see what we got here. Now, starting off, we got Fluffer Boy, who sent in a prank request yesterday? Yesterday. Fluffer Boy sent in a prank request for Danielle, yoga instructor, very hot. She used to work in a kids' TV show. She was Brenda the Butterfly. Tell her you were her client and she helped you stretching, and now you're able to suck your own cock. Thank her for that. She hated to be referred to as Brenda the Butterfly. All right. Big Booty Brenda the Butterfly. I wonder where Brenda the Butterfly comes from. Let's see if I can find out what show that was. Doesn't say. Nope. Well, must not have been a big one. But I'll call it. All right, here we go. There was a Twilight Zone episode where a slot machine came to life and chased the gambler. I want to see that one.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 9.
Can't do that one. My favorite Twilight Zone episode was in the movie when the racist guy was in the bar and he was like, fuck all you N's and yellows and Asians and Puerto Ricans, and he went outside and the Nazis started chasing him. Remember? Remember the race? Yeah, wasn't that in the movie? There was only one Twilight Zone movie. That was a good movie. But the last act, that was the one. Didn't that guy end up dying? Didn't he get decapitated? In real life, wasn't there a big accident in that movie with the helicopter scene in Vietnam? Like they were reenacting a Vietnam episode.
That wasn't Twilight Zone, was it? Wasn't that Crow or something like that?
That was Twilight Zone, the movie where the original version, because he was racist and he made. I think he was like, you know, what did he say? He said, yeah, like my boss is a Jew. I hate my fucking Jew boss. The Nazis were right. And he's like, and he was like, and then like, and I lost my promotion to that stupid Japanese guy. You know, they paid me to kill gooks in Vietnam. And then like, there were these black guys there and in the bar, and they're like, hey man, chill out. And he was like, you know, screw you, nigger, and all this stuff. And he went outside. I think he went outside and like, it was like Nazi Germany. And like, they asked him for his papers, and you know, they were speaking German like Nazis were, and he freaked out and he ran away. He ended up, and then he was like, and he went through the woods, and it was Vietnam or something. So you know what I mean. And you got to see the movie. Anyway, the original Vietnamese scene, there was a scene where there was a helicopter, and he was crossing a river, or like a rice paddy with these two Vietnamese kids or something. They were running away from the Americans, and the helicopter was just to come down and just swoop over them. But the helicopter hit some wires from the cameras and the lights and stuff, and it crashed on top of them, and I think it killed the two kids, and it cut his head off, I believe. You remember that? That was a big... I remember that happening. I remember
a crash. I thought that was a crow or something like that, but there was a movie where somebody crashed, and they couldn't finish the movie, even though it was like 75% done.
Well, they finished the movie. The movie's out there. They took that scene out. They ended up just... They patched it together. I'm not making it up, RBCP. It's true. I forget who
that was. No, this really happened. I just think it was a different movie.
Yeah, there's actually not too long ago, I think I saw a video of it on YouTube. You can actually see the video of the accident. The video that was used in the lawsuit that the kids' parents did... They used the uncut footage of the accident in the lawsuit, and it became public record. So you can see, you don't see the actual decapitation, but you see how it lands on top of the kids and the guy and all that. I'm pretty sure. Let me see. Was it Twilight Zone the movie? Helicopter accident. Yeah, here we go. Wikipedia. During the filming of the timeout segment, directed by John Landis, actor Vic Morrow and child actors Micah Din Lee and Renee Xinyi Chen died in an accident involving a helicopter being used on the set. There you go. I think they were all decapitated, or two of them were decapitated by the helicopter blades, and one of them just got smashed. Something like that. Crazy stuff, man. Yeah, they should have kept that in the movie. Director's
number pick. 16. The Dead Wants Pussy Meat and Beef Chow Mein Curtain Spicy.
What? Oh, you're looking
number
at those.
16.
Number 16.
Number 16. This is right. 2006, 0119. The right. Dead Wants Cat Pussy Meat and Beef Chow Mein Curtain Spicy.
Yeah, Tabachi, this is awesome. You don't know how I'm excited I'm about. I got so many pranks to go through.
Ah, dude, this is awesome, man. This definitely major gold star.
This is
dude.
Awesome, yeah. I can't wait to hear 2007. There were some good pranks. 2007, the show started coming into its own middle 2006 and into 2007. That's when we started picking up a lot of steam. The show became a little more.
Yeah.
You can hear some of these.
We got a lot of crossing over there, man. Yeah. It's amazing how many people from the old crowd are on this, man. Yeah, I can't just believe it. Just in those 3-4 calls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Let's see. Got another request to prank here. For sale, girls' devil Halloween costume. All right. This one came from your buddy Death Fox. Girls' devil Halloween costume.
You got the one I sent you earlier about the junk guys, right?
The junk guys.
Yeah, it's in the gourd there. I sent it to you. He's got these people in the redneck jump people he knows.
Okay, he's a bit drunk. All right, redneck. Okay, I got you here.
Name and what he's selling, that kind of thing, and a phone number.
A bunch of rednecks selling junk in Hamilton, Alabama. All right. Okay, cool. I got it. Don't let me forget about that. Let me call his other number first before that goes stale. For sale, girls, devil, Halloween costume. Very small, very cute. Hello? Didn't even ring. I'll try it again. Sometimes it gets lost in the tubes. It doesn't go through. There we go.
have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
All right, we'll have to try that later. No answer right now. Unfortunately. Let's see what's next. That would be Fluffer Boy's number there that I'm looking at. We already tried that, and it didn't work.
Hey, Perth said that he'd sent one in a while back. It was some people from Australia. It was some kind of... the hell did he say it was? I'm sorry, dude. I just clicked off of it.
I don't know. Was it last week?
It's been about 2 weeks ago.
All right. I'll look it up.
I'm re-looking again here. I missed it.
All right.
One was a massage shop. The other was an Indian grocery shop, both in Perth, Western Australia. Grocery shop may sell muda chuk, juke, or some of those exotic dishes that you like.
Like what? Like the cow penis that that guy was going to make for me one time?
I think that was selected grade A1, AAA grade cuts on that one.
You know what I'm talking about, though. I called the Asian place, and the guy was like, I want cow penis. And he's like, oh, yeah, I make. It's special. Don't tell nobody.
I'm sure they'll give you roasted gonad balls, too, man.
Crap. All right, look. Death Fox sent in this number here for Justin or Nicole. They're both selling a dress. He sent me a picture of the dress and wants me to mess with them about the dress. Okay, let's make a mess on the dress. Let's do it. Just like Monica Lewinsky's dress. When Bill Clinton
put, I was going to say,
he put mustard
take some on lessons.
It. He put mustard on it.
Well, you got the cigar.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, we got two-thirds of the equation now. All we need is Monica to answer the phone.
Like you've never put a cigar down there on a girl. I have. A bunch of times.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you? Is this Big Nicole?
This is.
Hi. Yes, I was calling. It looks like you have a nice, pretty purple dress for sale.
I don't have a purple one.
Oh, it's not purple? Maybe because my monitor is old. I connect my computer to my TV, so it doesn't come out right all the time. It's a nice-looking dress, though. Can you tell me about this? Have you used it?
Is it the short one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice and short. It looks nice and sparkly and pretty.
Okay, I wore it one time.
Yeah? Was it like to a dance, or what did you wear it to?
Prom.
To the prom? All right. Okay, yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Was it a long time ago?
It was 2 years ago. Oh, Lord, I feel old now.
Oh, that's okay. My prom was a lot longer than that. But that's good. So, what size is it? Do you still fit in it or no?
It's a size 7, but it fit more like a 5.
All right. You don't fit in anymore? You got a little big?
No, I don't.
That's okay. I was hoping because I like to see it on modeled first, you know. Maybe you could wear it and walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be possible?
I really don't know anyone that could fit in it. That's why I'm trying to sell it.
Do you have a boyfriend, maybe, that could put it on?
No, he couldn't fit in it.
He wouldn't want to get in it? Okay. All right. So, and like this night, was it a special night for you, or did you just go to the prom? Did you have an after party in it?
No, I just went and hung out with some friends and changed clothes after prom.
Did you any guy friends? Like, was there? Did you guys party and the guy kiss the guys and all that stuff, or no? While you were wearing the dress,
I don't think that's any of your business.
Well, I just want to know. I want to make sure that it's safe, that the dress doesn't have anything that's not safe on it.
No, it's not got anything on it. I didn't eat, I didn't drink, or anything at all.
Did you smoke?
Not even water when I was wearing the dress.
You didn't smoke or anything like that?
No.
Like, there wouldn't be, like, any drugs in it or anything, like, from back then? Okay. Because, you know, like, the problems, the kids get crazy. Did you end up in the back seat of the car with the dress on? Like, did you pull it up or anything? Like, maybe they could...
No.
Nothing like that? It's a clean dress. Did you sweat a lot in it? Was it hot?
No, it was very air-conditioned in the building.
Could I see the prom pictures? Could you maybe share those with me?
I would rather not.
Well, I want to see how the dress looks on a woman.
I'm sorry, if you were wanting to buy it, then you could bring whoever you were wanting to buy it for, and they could try it on for
you. It's a surprise gift. You know, I don't want to, you know, and
I don't feel comfortable sharing my personal pictures with someone.
Well, you had pictures that night, though. I'm sure you had prom photos. No one goes to the prom to get pictures, right?
I just don't feel comfortable sharing those with someone I don't know.
Can you show from maybe like the waist down so I don't see your face or anything? I just want to see how it fits around the legs and knees and all that.
Well, it's loose and poofy.
Yeah, that's why. And it's, I just want to make sure before I get this. See, I have a colored girlfriend, and we're going to get married, so the family isn't happy that, you know, her family doesn't like, they're very much like, you know, kill whitey, that kind of colored people, and she's not like that. And then my family, they're really racist, you know, but we fell in love. We worked together at the Target. So I think we're going to, well, she's pregnant also, which is why I wanted to see if you were fatty or not. And you said it's a size 7?
Yes.
All right. So no chance I could see any of the prom pictures at all?
I would rather not.
Okay. But you're absolutely certain you weren't in the backseat of any cars that night?
No, I wasn't.
Huh?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Nothing like that at all? Maybe under the table, did you do anything? Anybody reach a hand down there, anything like that?
No.
All right, so it's a clean dress then. Except for, like, did you wear a thong or, like, full panties with it that night?
That's weird and not a good business.
Well, because if you wore a thong, a lot of your buttocks were exposed on it, and that would mean a lot of residue from your buttocks and stuff. Did you wear a bra with it?
Okay, I really wish you'd stop asking me this because it's none of your business. I mean, it's a clean dress. There's nothing wrong with it. I wore it to prom for a couple hours. I left and I changed as soon as I got back to my friend's house.
But you wore wore underwear with it. You know, I don't want to make sure you don't leave any of your germs on it in the crotch area.
There's nothing wrong with the dress.
What is there anything wrong with you that I should be concerned? Do you have anything in your blood or your sweat? Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with me. I'm a clean person, and I always have been.
Even now?
Yes.
But you've gained a bit of weight. What size are you now, like a 10?
That's none of your business what size I am.
11?
No, I'm not telling you. It's none of your business.
Maybe we could work. How about this? How about if you don't wear the dress, but if you just hold it against you, like in front? You know?
That's... My thing is it hanging on the door.
No, because I can see you behind it. Like, I see your face and your legs and all that, like how they look behind it while you face me. But I wouldn't want you to wear your dress. That you would be in your panties and bra and then put the dress against you in the front, and then I would see you. Like, you could come walking out of the closet. You come walking out of the closet. Holding that, you know, so then I wouldn't see. And then when you turn around and go back, then I will promise. I'll promise to close my eyes and cover them.
No, I'm not going to.
I'll turn around and close my eyes and cover them. I promise. I won't look.
No, I'm not going to, dude. Here, you want the dress and you buy it like it is, or then I'll sell it to someone else.
How much are you asking for the dress?
$80.
What if I give you $120 if you do the model show for me?
I'm still not going to do it. I don't need money that bad.
No? Is there anything else? Maybe you got... Like, will you have any dresses now? Any nice nightgowns now that you wear?
Dude, that's none of your business. You need to just... Lose my number. I'll sell a dress to someone else.
Oh, no. Come on, please. This is serious. How many... What color was the underwear that you wore with the dress?
That's really none of your business. Well, I'm serious. Lose my number, I will call the police.
It's important because you, with your sweat, they would leave, you know, if it was like a red, it would leave a...
No, it's not important, and I'm serious. If you do not leave my number, I will call the police.
Did you wear black underwear?
They live across the road from me.
That's a nice black, that's a nice dress to wear, a black underwear, like a lace kind of underwear. I bet you looked hot that night. Totally. Now she's gone. That's none of your business.
I sent you a message in the gorge there, man.
What is her cup said? Yeah. Oh, man. All right, let me call her back and ask her.
Make sure that the top's going to fit, man. You know, we know her ass is fat, but what about the top?
Hey, it's Nicole. Sorry, Mr. Cole. Just send me a message.
Hey.
Oh, she's dead.
Hey, Nicole. She's calling her boyfriend right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Nicole. Sorry, Mr. Cole. Just
send- yeah, she's calling somebody. Probably the cops, like she said. Or no, her boyfriend. Oh, my God. This guy's a cop. Oh, my God. Wow.
Did you have any luck on the first calls with that Indian place?
Ken, I want Nicole to whisper peach fuzz in my ear. That is hot, a girl to whisper in your ear like that, peach fuzz. And then bite your earlobe. Right, Milkman? You like that, right? You like a girl bite your earlobe a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Breathe in your ear and be like...
Blobber in it.
Blah, 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 blah. We got a lot of Lonesome Loser numbers here. Yay, Lonesome Loser. Speaking of losers and Lonesome, he's not having a good season in fantasy football. Neither am I. I was on the fence tonight. I wasn't sure. I was on the fence. I was like, should I start Michael Vick? Because Michael Vick plays like a shit. He's my other quarterback of two. I had an option tonight to play my backup. He was playing tonight. Michael Vick doesn't play until Sunday, of course. My backup, instead of playing Michael Vick, I had the option to play my backup quarterback who plays tonight, quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, Matt Hasselbeck. Probably a good idea that I didn't because I understand he threw in. I was watching some of the game a little bit ago, and he did throw an interception. And I'm looking at an update here. He got 15 points. I would hope Michael Vick could beat 15 points. That game's almost over. Well, it's getting there. About 10 minutes left in the fourth. So hopefully I made the right decision here. I'm still projected to win to beat Bobby Ritter and the Chicago Rude Dogs. I'm projected to win by about 30-40 points this week against him.
So what is the... Okay, we need to get that segment started, man. Like somewhere during the first, like, hour or, you know, one of our commercial breaks here. What is the score? Who's with what place in the fantasy football league? Is Matt out there real briefly?
I don't think we're deep enough in the season to have a clear leader. Let me see. I'll tell you who's leading right now. Let me take
it. Exactly. Just like a blow by blow, like once a week, I'd like to hear somebody took my spot. Nitro's up there, right?
I know. I think Dirty Aaron is leading in the league. I think he's only had one loss. Let me see real quick. Dirty Aaron is leading his division 4-1, followed by Andy's 3-2 in the West division.
Oh, I thought he was dead last, man. He wasn't playing.
No, Andy's playing. He's
he started playing finally.
Yeah, he's tied for second place in the league altogether.
Damn.
Yeah, he's got 600% right now, so he's tied. There was a tie game. Artie and someone else tied. Artie would be up there too.
Lonesome
isn't having a good season, like I said. Lonesome is 2-3. He's got the same record that I do. The worst right now is Bobby, who I'm playing tonight, this week, and Ernie.
That's the one that don't know how to play it.
Yeah, that's Richie. Richie's 1-4. Richie beat Ken. Ken just about had a fucking epileptic fit when that happened. But yeah. Big Eric is okay. And the east on the East Coast, the Bombay Bench Odds. I forget who has that team. Who is that? I couldn't tell you offhand who that is. Shane. Someone named Shane. I forgot who Bombay Bench Odds is. But he's tied for first in the league. He's first in the East, followed by Eric. And also Postal Mattis Fish is right behind that. Yeah. Ken, me and Ken are tied in our division right now for fourth place.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right now, fantasy football. Yeah, right now, Dirty Aaron's actually been having the better season. Andy right behind him, I would say. And Evil Artie isn't doing too bad, but that tie that he got killed him. He tied with the guy that I'm playing tonight. I killed both of them. By this week, there'll be a clear, you know, space between everybody. Yeah. So there you go. Dirty Aaron doing his thing.
Alright, Madhouse Fantasy Football for you.
Still plenty of time. If the playoffs started today, I would make the playoffs though. I would be 7th seed in the playoffs. Lonesome Loser would pick the 8th and last seed if the playoffs started today, so that's good. We're okay there. Yep. We'll see. Stay tuned to Madhouse Radio the rest of the season. So we still
How much time do you spend, like, you know, going over your stats each week?
Maybe an hour on Thursday morning to get ready for the Thursday night game. And Sunday, I wake up Sunday and right before kickoff. What I like to do right before kickoff, like kickoff is at 1 o'clock, right? Every week, Milkman, that's when the first game started at 1 p.m. Eastern. So I wake up and I check all the projections. I see if anybody got injured, you know, if any of my probable or questionable players that are listed, I make sure that they're not. You know, by 1 o'clock, the teams, they announce, okay, so-and-so is bench injured, so-and-so is definitely playing, etc. And then I just my line up there, pick up anybody real quick on an emergency that
so
I
right
need
after to. Lunch, huh?
Yeah, during 12 o'clock, yeah. I've been listening to Jen Stewart and doing my final selections, and then, you know, then the cool thing is, like, you get to watch NFL, and you get a vested interest in all the games, because, you know, not just your team that you like personally. You know you have a quarterback on the 1 o'clock game, so you're watching the 1 o'clock game, and you got, you know, three players playing at 4 on one game, you know, and you're watching that game. It makes it kind of exciting. And it's actually kind
of
cool.
Speaking of Jim Stewart, how is he doing with his great archery tournament now, his post-Olympic archery tournament?
I don't know. I suppose well.
Is he supposed to be back in the UK this evening, or is he not going to be able to make the show tonight?
I haven't heard from him, so I don't think he has. I think he's still
I
left.
Know he was on that Euro competition there. He didn't want anybody to find out about. Oh, shit, I didn't say it on air, did I?
Yeah, too late. You were on the air.
All right, Sorry, Jim.
Big Baby Bass is sending in numbers for the Cow Penis restaurant from a few weeks ago. He heard us talking about it. He also says he ate there a few days ago. I would not eat there, dude. You're listening to the show, Baz. You know that they sell penis there.
Ah!
It could be the cleanest place that there is, but if I called any place here right now, and I knew that they would anybody calling in and they say, yeah, sure, we'll serve you cow cock. Oh, come on, man. Baz, what's wrong with you? Don't eat there. Don't do that. No. No.
Not good. Especially if it's chewy.
He also sends in Pablo Indian Cuisine as well. Death Fox sending in a number here for a girl with a BlackBerry torch. A BlackBerry torch. What a shit. For sale. Brand new. How do you end up with a brand new BlackBerry torch? I'm selling or willing to trade for an Android or Samsung. Yeah, good luck trading a BlackBerry for an Android or a Samsung. Okay.
Yeah. A torch.
I'm going to get on that.
Torch.
Good luck. I'll send you an Android fucking, a Motorola fucking Zoom tablet.
Send them
I'll send you a Froyo fucking Android. Here, I got a Froyo Motorola fucking...
E-Clair. There you go.
E-Clair phone. Fucking donut.
Yeah. Also, donut or cupcake. Here, have a cupcake.
I'll trade her my G. I still have my G1. That's the original first Android phone. I got it the week Android was released.
What was that first Android operating system called, man?
The first one was Beta. It was just B. Android Beta. And then Cupcake was the first one. Cupcake. I can do this. Cupcake, donut, eclair, froyo, gingerbread, honeycomb, which was tablet only, ice cream sandwich, and of course, jelly bean. There you go. And the rumor next one is key lime pie, and for what I understand, that they're going to stop that naming convention after that one. There'll be no more.
They're going to stop naming them after
desserts.
K?
After desserts, aww, they are, yeah, after K. They're going to pick it, because they're going to run out at some point. Yeah, I'm waiting for jelly bean.
Yeah, but that's the one.
I'm happy with my Galaxy S3 is doing really good. Really happy with this phone. My mother-in-law.
I am not, dude. And you know, I am a major HTC fan, dude. I am not feeling them in this phone. I mean, they made one hell of a design. It's beautiful. It's compact. It's thin. It's, you know, it's sleek. But the fucking battery life not being removable is not good. And worst thing is that I think I'm on my third phone with another hardware failure, dude. Something has happened to the module, either, you know, in the software stack, or it's just quit working, period, as a radio. But it does not do SMS directly anymore. I can only use one of my other external accounts. It won't do native SMS, either receive or send anymore.
All right, cool. Real quick, Lonesome.
This is my third phone.
Lonesome, if you're listening, I'm starting to do Milkman, but before I forget this, Lonesome, if you're listening, don't get too many of them, but if you can get some American, some domestic residence numbers, not too many, I would like to do a political poll regarding the vice presidential debate. The reason I say not many, because I got a feeling I'll call and most people are like, I don't want to do this, and I'll hang up real quick. But maybe I'll be able to get one to answer. And I wanted to be stupid about it. I want to be like, you know, ask them dumb questions and accuse them of being assholes, I think. And, oh, hey, real quick, I wanted to give my endorsement, and we'll get to the prank calls. I'm going to do enough bullshit talking here. We're fucking around too much. I'm endorsing here for president for 2012. God, that's fucking loud, Brad. Really, fix your fucking soundboard. Put a volume thing on there. Anyway, listen. Madhouse Raid, at least I am. Carlito's endorsing. Definitely not endorsing Mitt Romney. But actually, surprisingly enough, you'd think I'd be telling people I'm going to vote for, or that I'm going to endorse Barack, Barry Obama, and I'm not, Milkman. I'm actually recommending here the prime candidate is Rocky Anderson, who is the Justice Party nominee for president. That's who I'm going to be voting for this November election, and I invite you all to look into him. There you go. Now, don't vote on my account. Vote for whoever you want to, but take a look and see that, because I think he's more in tune with the majority of Obama's the positive stuff that I like about Obama's campaign. I like. But the negative stuff that's pissed me off about Obama, namely the continued battering down of American civil liberties and you know, our civil rights as American citizens, especially when it comes to being targets of assassination, targets of being held.
How about the no-fly list? How about
reasons?
The fucking,
Transportation
Authority,
and the and the continuation of the Patriot Act, and the fact that Guantanamo Bay is still open. I think those are, and this gentleman, Rocky Anderson, is against that, and he's for the end of the Patriot Act, as well as for the restoration of the civil liberties. Whatever that act, that Protection Act that they signed back in December, that Obama signed into law, that was horseshit. That really pissed me off. That started pissing me off with the whole thing. And he's also for the legalization of cannabis, recreationally or medically. Either or. And that's something that, despite the fact all the lines that you hear people talking about last election, about, oh, Obama this, and he's pro-marijuana, and he smoked pot when he was a kid, and all this stuff. It's Eric Holder who has appointed by him as Attorney General, who's been going after the California places.
Yeah, dispensaries.
The dispensaries.
Dude, Oakland and everywhere.
Yeah,
man.
It's despite the promise he made 4 years ago that he wasn't going to go after anybody for marijuana and cannabis possession and distribution, etc. on the federal level. Here's Eric Holder, his man, and the federal government going after them, and I think that's a broken promise and one that I feel is important. To me, at least it is. And I'm not a regular, I used to be a regular marijuana smoker, and I'm not now. But I still think that's a broken promise, and I still think that'd be a positive thing.
Yeah, that's bad for you, man.
Marijuana's bad for you.
Hell yeah.
No, it's not. If it was legal, I would. I have a cataract, for God's sake.
Dude, it'll kill you, man. It'll make you go insane.
Mm-hmm.
You'll lose all your hair.
You'll cut your...
eat everything in the house up.
Yeah. I have a friend.
And then you'll die.
Milkman, I have a friend. He's so crazy smoking marijuana, he shaved all his hair in his head. And then he started shaving. he shaved his chest, his leg hair. He even shaves his pubic hair every other day.
Yeah.
He smokes marijuana cigarettes, and he starts shaving everything. He shaves everything off of his body.
What
he's insane.
The fuck, dude? That definitely sounds like mental health issues.
Yeah.
There, man. There's a name for that. That sickness. I can't think of it, but there is a name for it.
It's called marijuana sickness, Milkman, and it's serious.
That's it.
All right, let's go. Let's continue. Bookapoo says Kevin Smith, after years of making movies about stoners, announced he's officially a stoner. The story that Kevin Smith has about how he started smoking pot for the first time again is really funny. The whole you gotta listen to it. It's online. It's on YouTube. It's on one of his appearances. And the story about how he smoked pot for the first time with his wife, and like he took I think he took an hour long shit. And he thought he was taking a mat. He was like, oh my god, this is like the most massive shit I've ever taken, and it's ropey and all this stuff. You gotta hear it. The story. So I'm not gonna bore you guys to tears with it. Find it yourselves. But holy shit, that shit's funny. Holy shit. He thought it was taking a massive shit. And when he was done, he stood up and looked in a bowl, and there was like one little pebble in there, and he was completely confused. This is funny. I like shits. Go ahead, Milkman. What do you got for us?
No, I'm sorry. Were you able to get through the Death Box's call here?
Which one? The one from Perth?
No, the one here for the girl. I don't think you ever did the ones from Perth yet.
The girl for the dress? We just called her. What are you talking? Are you smoking marijuana? What's going on?
No.
Do you have a marijuana cigarette?
She got a party.
She got a
Did
party?
Did he send that to you?
No. Yes.
Oh, that's...
Yes. No. Yes.
Shala? Yeah.
No. I got Jordan Wilson. I have washer and dryer for sale. Whirlpool. They're 7 months old. Very good shape. Okay, cool. Let's try that. Okay. I'm going to be stupid.
You got a lot of numbers.
This might be a bad prank call. I'm just going to say something stupid. I'm going to tank this one on purpose. We'll see what happens. Speaking of taking shits.
Hello?
Is this Big Jordan?
Yeah.
I understand you have a washer and dryer for sale?
No, not anymore.
What happened to him?
Who is this?
This is Cross. I wanted to buy the washer and dryer. Did they pick them up already?
They what?
Did they pick up the washer and dryer already?
What are you talking about?
You had a washer and dryer for sale.
Well, who is this?
This is Cross. I saw you had washer and dryer that were only 7 months old in good shape.
Oh. That's been, I don't know how long ago.
Do I need to repeat it all to you again? Like, who is this? What am I talking about? Did you understand now, stupid?
I don't know who you are.
DC, I'm Cross. God, I'm Cross. That's my name. Okay? Stupid?
Yeah, that ain't no name.
That's my name. I was named after Jesus on the cross.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a washer and dryer now?
No.
Do you have your own?
Where do
you,
what?
Where do you wash your clothes? In the toilet after you take a shit and piss in it?
Hey, you dumb son of a bitch. I don't know who you are.
Where do you wash your clothes? In the toilet that you shit in and piss in and you put the clothes in there and you wash it?
Hey, you dumb bastard. I don't even know who you are.
You smell like shit.
I don't need you calling me talking shit, dude. I don't even know who you are.
Don't say shit to me. That's a bad word.
Yeah.
Where do you wash your clothes in? The toilet?
Dude, if you don't meet somewhere, I'll be more than glad to. I'll beat your ass.
I'll meet you at the strip club.
I don't know who you are.
I'll meet you at the strip club.
But now, I don't know who you are or nothing else.
Oh, you're afraid.
No.
All right.
I don't have a clue who you are, but I got three kids in bed.
Yeah? Go wake them up for me. Let me talk to them.
Yeah.
Are you going to wash their clothes with the piss and shit? Oh, he's gone. Man, where's he getting these numbers from? I'm hungry.
That box got some rednecks down there.
I'm doing prank calls. Where's he getting these from, fucking guy? I thought he was in Australia.
Who is? That Fox?
Yeah.
No, Fox is from Australia. That's a different listener. That Fox is a guy from down south.
I thought they were the same person. Fuck me in the ass.
No.
With no Vaseline. Okay, look, we got more calls to do here then.
Yes, sir.
We got RBC.
Yeah, Perth has been listening for a while, too.
Yeah,
that block actually goes back to the days of the 2006 days.
All right, we got a Disney toy organizer for sale with rollout box for toddler blankets. 30 by 45, very clean, barely use. That's how it's spelled, use. Won't go any lower, won't deliver. $25 for a Disney toy organizer, a rollout box, and some toddler blankets for pissing and shitting. Oh, I can't call this one. It's local, I can't call local. I'm sorry, J-Sting, I can't call it. It's a local number, man. And I don't because it's... It's dangerous to, you know, it becomes more easy to prosecute me if things go wrong.
Negative. Moving right along.
It's not local, but it's in the same state I'm in right now, and I can't do it. Man.
Moving right along.
Find another one. Don't pick Pennsylvania, and don't pick Florida. I won't be calling those two places for a while. Sorry, mate. I'm sure it would have been good, too. I was excited about it. All right, let's see what RBC Penis has here. Honda customers, here we go. We got people. We just got the last names. Customers of Honda left their cars at a Honda dealership. Sorry for the lack of details. He didn't want to get them too suspicious, so he just got last names and phone numbers and confirmed that they answered. Two of them answered. Two of them went to voicemail. Suggestions from the Madhouse chat room earlier include the following. Say that I got their order mixed up with someone else and accidentally painted their car metallic pink. I won't charge them for it, but if they demand that it be painted back to the original color, it'll be $1,500. Also, another idea, say I accidentally install hydraulics. we also got say you put a Kenny Loggins CD. This is fucking Kenny Loggins shit. Kenny Loggins CD in the CD player to listen to while you worked on the car, and now it's stuck in there, so you have to add $12.99 to their bill so I can go to Kmart and buy a new one. And also, I dropped a cigarette in the front seat and the entire seat burned up. Now a new seat will cost them $400. I'll paint the burn marks on the ceiling for free. That's cool. I think that's fair, Milkman. Paint the ceiling. Chairs not included in the warranty because the cigarette damage and you should have been smoking in the car. I don't care if it wasn't me. What do you mean? That's how I see it going, Milkman. His finger looking good, Milkman.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's call the first one of these. God damn it. We did. I did some pranks with RB. I think it was... Look, I was really drunk last Friday night. It was me. It was Brad... also known as RBCP, Dark Strangler, and some white guy. and we were doing prank calls, and I had like a whole bunch of wine. I had like the equivalent of like 8 glasses of red wine, and I don't remember the pranks. I just know we were calling Domino's numbers, and oh yeah, we called. Brad called. He got. There was some rock band told the guy, some guy from a rock band told him to go fuck himself. Who was that guy? I wanted to see if you know who he is, Milkman. I'll play it for you here. With Brad, RBCP, if it's okay to play, I don't want to steal your thunder, but it's pretty funny. It's one of those hair bands that I dislike so much, Milkman. Were you into the hair bands and all that back in the day?
Oh, of course not.
No? Oh, come on, really? Yeah, right.
Yeah, dude, I listened to all that shit.
I'm sure you did.
They had guitars, man. They had actually had people played music.
Oh, God, that kind of music, yeah. All part
well,
of
it's that kind of music, but I mean, it's not samples and it's not computers. I mean, there's actually some talent, screaming and playing and bending steel with your fingers.
It was all part of the gay agenda, the gay Jewish agenda. I already talked about this. The gay Jewish agenda that was going on back in the 80s and early 90s with the hair bands and all that stuff. That's what that was.
Well, I mean, you had Boy George, didn't you?
I guess so. That was part of it, too. David Coverdale, Milkman. You know who that is?
Uh-huh.
No? He sang that song, Here I Go Again on My Own. Because my own...
Hey, I put Death Fox. I added Death Fox, and I don't have him on my list. Did you get him on your list?
On what? On Gort?
No. On Skypiss. I put him on Skypiss. I gorted it to you.
Okay. David Coverdale would play for Whitesnake, Milkman. You know who Whitesnake is, old man?
Oh, yeah, Whitesnake. I remember them. Yeah, I saw them in concert.
Yeah, he dressed like a girl and all that stuff. Well, here we go. Let me play this. I don't have Brad's permission, but I'm going to play it anyway. I was in the back. At the end of this, I laugh. I thought it was hilarious. You hear me laughing at the end of this.
Oh, I need to talk to Mr. Coverdale, please.
Is this Jake?
Yes.
Do you guys need a ride?
Oh, no, I just need to talk to David.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Jake?
Hello?
Hi, David.
Yeah?
Do you still have long hair, or are you balding yet?
Who is this?
It's Jake.
Jake who?
Will you sing a little bit?
Listen, I don't believe it's you. I think this is a prank call. Can you prove that it's you by singing Here I Go Again, please?
Please, this is a private number. Go fuck yourself.
No.
Yeah.
Can you come fuck us, please?
That's me at the end going, yeah. I was so drunk that night. Yeah. That was last Friday night. It was a private conference we were doing. VIP prank.
Oh, was that really the Whitesnake guy?
Yeah, that was the Whitesnake. David Coverdale. AKA Yeah.
Oh, I'll be damned. I saw him in concert, actually, dude.
No, you didn't.
That was a night, man. That was a big night, man. We was really, really, really blown, man. It was like a record night.
Were you taking mushrooms?
It was all 5 concerts in one night.
How many marijuana cigarettes did you smoke that night, Milkman?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah, right.
That stuff's bad for you.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system and is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, hi, this is Bill from the Honda dealership. You left your vehicle here. Your vehicle is now on fire. If you could please give us a call back as soon as you get a chance, we'd appreciate it. Thank you. That'll freak somebody out when they hear that message.
What?
What? Oh, no. All right. Let's go to the next one, see if they pick up. I got 4 of these here.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Mr. Cannon?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Cross. I'm calling from the Honda dealership. You are your spouse, one of you two. I have you down probably in the warranty. I don't know if it was yourself or your spouse left a vehicle here earlier today.
Yeah, we just took it in for an inspection.
The vehicle, have you got your vehicle back?
Yeah.
Okay. While I was doing the inspection, I was using the vehicle and I left some stuff in there. I left my CD inside the car.
Oh.
I'm going to need that back, or there's going to be, you know, some trouble.
Okay.
All right.
Where's the CD?
It's in, well, it's either in the CD player, I was listening to it, or then it might have been in between the console. Why don't you go and look for it right now and tell me what's going on here?
Okay.
Hurry up.
Excuse me?
Go ahead and hurry up and do it right now.
Why are you bossing me around?
Oh, I'm the supervisor here in the service department.
Yeah, you know what? Hmm? So if you left the CD in my car, that's your problem, not my problem.
Well, I can fail your
inspection. Don't get an attitude with me, buddy.
I can fail your inspection from here, and it'll get reversed at the state.
Yeah, and I'll call the state and tell them you're threatening me with stupid things, and they'll revoke your license.
Well, I'm the one with the state inspector's number, don't you? You don't seem to have one, or you would have done it yourself, huh? Mark.
So do you work for the Honda dealership?
I'm the supervisor of the service inspection department.
And you guys want, like, repeat customers and stuff?
Not really. Not customers like you that just come in for inspections. It's kind of annoying.
Oh, well.
Like, if you want new tires or something, then, or you want to buy a car, That'd be great.
You know what?
Don't come in and bring your...
I'm looking in the car. There's no CD in here.
Look in the trunk.
There's no trunk. Do you even know what kind of car it is?
Do you know how many cars I see from stupid customers like you every day? He hung up.
He didn't last. What happened?
What kind of car has no trunk? Must be a hatchback.
You reached Mark?
Fuck you, Mark. Pick up the phone. Mark! Come on, Mark. I'll tell you, there's something about a Cuban cigar, man. An authentic Cuban cigar just smokes so, so good, Milkman. It doesn't get any better than this.
You reached Mark?
Anyway. I want to hear those pranks, Brad. Come on, edit them. Come on, new snowplow show. New snowplow show. Make it happen, because I want to hear these pranks. I don't remember them. I was drunk. I was smoking marijuana cigarettes all night. I had like two marijuana cigarettes. Red Solo Cup is here. God, I hate that song. Change your name, Red Solo Cup.
I guess.
Hello? Fucking song. Red Solo Cup. I dumped the fucking cup all over you, asshole.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Fuck you. All right, we got one number here, one last one for Matsumoto.
Hello?
Yes, is this Matsumoto?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling from the Honda dealer. Did you get your car?
No, I'm going to pick it up this evening.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why didn't you come pick up the car like you were supposed to?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
You didn't come pick up the car like you're supposed to. Why?
No, I am coming to pick it up.
Yeah, but you should have picked it up by now, because now there was a problem with the car. It was an accident. It's your fault. You didn't pick it up.
What?
I was finishing up the car, and I dropped a cigarette in the front seat.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the entire seat burned out, and I had to use a fire extinguisher. This happened about 5
you're
minutes ago.
You're lying.
No,
I know you're lying.
No, the entire seat and the flames went up to the ceiling, but I was able to grab the fire. The first one didn't work, but the second one went out, but there's like white powder all over inside the windows in the car. And the seat is burned, and the ceiling is burned. I'm going to repair, and we're going to fix the burn marks. We're going to paint
them.
Are you
serious?
Yes, yes. I have to let you know about this, first of all. And I want to apologize for the burn marks and everything. The seat is not replaceable by warranty because the warranty doesn't cover cigarette damage. That's not covered by the warranty. So I'm going to pull a new seat out from the junkyard. There's a junkyard across the way that
has. You have to be kidding me. I know you're kidding me. Where's Kevin?
Hmm?
Where's Kevin?
No, he's. I'm sorry, ma'am. My name is Cross. I'm with the service department.
I realize that, but I want to meet. Are you kidding me, or are you for real?
Let me make sure I got the right one here. Yeah, Matsumoto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your vehicle. I burned the seat's gone, and there's smoke damage. I'm going to repair the top. Will be ready tomorrow. I'm going to paint it, and the ceiling, I'm going to get it reupholstered. But you're going to have to pay for the seat. I'm going to pick it up tomorrow from the dealer. They quoted me $400 from the junkyard, rather. They quoted me $400 from the junkyard for the new seat. And I'll have that ready for you by lunchtime. That should be in there. I'm going to put a note here to make sure that we get that in for you by lunchtime, and that's...
You're picking up a seat from the junkyard?
Yeah, the seat, it's going to cost... It's $300 for the
Kevin
seat.
Kevin left already?
Yeah, Kevin, he doesn't know about this. I can't. I'd get in big trouble if I told him about it. Be in big trouble. So the seat is $300. Well, usually it's $400. It's $100 for labor. I'm just going to give it to you for cost. Just because it's a mistake. My mistake. My bad. So $300 for the seat only.
I'm not paying for anything extra.
I'm getting rid of all the inside, the powder from the fire extinguisher. That's going to be gone. And I'll even spray a little bit of Febreze in there. I've got some Febreze I'm going to bring from home.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, it'll be...
You gotta be kidding me.
It's gonna look... It's gonna be like new. Inside.
I am not paying for anything extra.
Well, the seat isn't covered by the warranty if it's burned by cigarettes.
But you burned it.
Yeah, but
didn't
I know,
you
but...
burn it?
There's nothing I can do about it. It's not covered by warranty. What am I supposed
to
do?
You burned it. You're supposed to pay for it.
You're supposed to pick up your car. You're not supposed to leave it here. Why did your car end up here in the first place? What did you do? You messed it up, right?
Because Kevin said that I could pick it up later this evening.
I don't have them.
He was going to lock the keys in the car with the receipt.
Okay.
And then I could pick it up.
Let me look that up. Kevin said this?
Yes.
There's no note here from Kevin. It says late pickup. So I went in there, it was me, and we were drinking, and one of my girlfriends was here. We had some music playing in your car, and we were smoking marijuana and things, and then the cigarette
fell.
Okay,
you're kidding me. I know you're kidding me.
No.
Okay.
No, listen, we were drinking, and your car was there. We had
okay.
the keys.
Do I come this evening or not? Because I was coming to pick it up in about an hour.
Yeah. Well, you said tomorrow you were coming.
No, I was coming tonight. That's why Kevin is leaving the keys in the car for me.
Yeah.
Locked in the car because I have another set of keys.
I wouldn't come tonight. It's not going to be ready. Like I said, we were drinking. It was slow. We have music playing. It's what we do. Sometimes because your car had a nice radio, so we turned it up a little bit. We were listening to Whitesnake.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm tired of this joke already. And if it's not a joke and then you're serious,
mm-hmm.
then let me hang up and let me call Kevin, okay?
Kevin's not here.
I'm going to call him. I know his cell number.
Don't. Please don't.
Why not?
Because I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to lose my job.
Well, tough luck, pal.
Listen, please. I'll fix it. Give me a few days and I'll fix everything.
Nope.
I won't charge
no.
you. Just don't tell him.
Nope. Either get me a new car. I'm not taking something that you're... burnt or whatever you did.
I
don't know.
I'll take a seat from a new car in the lot and I'll put it in there.
No.
Come on. No one's going
to
know.
I'm going to talk to Kevin.
No, come on.
Yes, I am.
The car still, the radio still works and everything. Please.
What is your name again?
This is Cross. Come on.
Cross.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Thank
I can't
you.
Lose
Goodbye.
My job. I can.
Fucking grouchy old saggy egg.
She's not grouchy. She's actually kind of nice. She's actually kind of nice. But she's asking for a new car now.
Hey, I just alerted you. A found dog. Got a picture of it. A link there. It's a number. Somebody found a dog.
Your face.
And then there's another one here about a big sale going on about ladies selling horses and packing stuff and everything. So the first one's a link to the found dog, and the second one should be the big horse party thing going on.
That would be great for Jen Stewart, you know? He knows all about tacking and horses and masturbating them and everything to get the semen. Remember he told us how you get the semen and it's cost
money? Yeah, they've got, they're going to sell some horses too. They've got 19 years worth of horses. Call them up the missing dog, or the found dog, man.
Oh, man.
You see that dog?
Let me see.
That's too bad, lame way.
They put a new tack and saddles and tries to sell each and... Oh, my God. So they found this fucking dog?
Yeah, somebody found this dog at two separate ones, yeah.
That's an ugly look. It looks, poor dog looks so sad. And what would you do that, like...
I know, dude, it's pitiful, man.
It's pitiful, it's dirty.
Who the hell would want to claim it after seeing it, man?
Well, at least have the dog, take a picture of the dog where he's facing the fucking camera. The dog's looking down. No one can...
It looks like he just took his shit.
He looks like he's scraped... He's scraping the ground after he took his shit, you know?
You know, he's done the burnout, you know, when it doesn't do the burnout? It looks like he's just getting ready to start the burnout, 1 foot going there. Look at that, kick-starting.
This dog is hanging around County Road 69. Appears to have a lame leg. Aw, I probably got hit. That's sad.
No, I can't.
His leg probably got hit enough, man. That's sad.
Aww.
Oh, remember when Sambo died, Milkman? Remember that? When your dog Sambo died?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I miss Sambo.
That was funny. He probably went to hell. He's in hell right now, burning. He's like, ooh. Oh, I'm sorry, Milkman. Talked about your dog growing up. I had one dog.
Oh, yeah.
I had one dog growing up. He was a Cocker Spaniel named Prince, and he was retarded. He was the worst fucking dog. He was so stupid. He'd run away like once a month.
He'd run away.
He'd run away for like 3 freaking hours. My mom would be like with me in the car in this Mustang that we had looking for fucking Prince all over the place, and we'd find him like 2 miles away. Sleeping under a tree. My mom used to hate that. Fucking dog was retarded. I hated that fucking dog, man.
Yeah, see if you can find out if they found your dog and then tell them that, you know, they need to pay you because they've been renting it for the last, you know, X amount of time. Find out how long they've had it, you know, and tell them that they need to pay you now because they've been renting your dog.
RBCP says we should be talking. Yeah. RBCP says we should be talking about gay sex for 5 hours like KDK. And then Yellow Jim. And turn all our listeners. I can't listen to KDK show anymore, man. I've listened for a lot. He had some few good months, and now Milkman is getting back to the point where he's just.
Is he back, like, talking about the inside of guys' assholes and how women don't have a G-spot and it's on the side and all that crap again?
Yeah, he's talking about stupid shit. Oh, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's talking about blowjobs that he gets from the fat guy, Bill, that lives next to him.
Homeless guy? Oh, is he still doing the homeless? Is he still doing the homeless whiners, getting him drunk and fucking him and
what?
All that shit he used to do, or what?
I don't know about that. Homeless guys?
He used to say it on air.
No. Get out.
Oh yeah, dude. You did. That's kinda like what put me on the outs, man, and then when he turned on your ass, then I really got pissed.
Yeah.
He did that? The homeless guy, man. Wow.
I don't know why, dude, he said that shit on air. You know, he always says it's an act, but whatever. Never mind. Anyway, he said it on air.
Holy shit. Okay, well, if you said Milkman, I trust you. I trust you more than anybody else.
Oh, you know, I started long ago listening to KDK. I even paid for it. A lot of people don't realize if you listen to old calls, dude, I paid for years for those calls. And even in our early days, man, remember for the first year or two, anyway, I got all those killer cards, man. Remember I'd get like 10,000 minutes on it for $10 and shit.
Wow. All right, well...
Then you can call anywhere in the world with them, man, moving right along. You gotta call about that dog and let them know that they owe you now for finding your dog.
Yeah, so I got some layaway numbers here to call from Brad. We'll get to that in a moment.
He did them a beating him too, man, and hurting his leg because he said it was never like that before.
Yeah, Death Fox sent in the numbers for the dog and the horse, the found dog and the horse for sale. Well, let's call some lonesome loser numbers because he sent in quite a few of them and we haven't gotten to them yet. Starting off with Michael Mann. Michael Mann's in North Carolina, and we'll see if this redneck here has watched the debate and see what he thinks. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. I'm hoping one of these goes. I think this is going to hang up real quick. Milkman, I get like one. I get at least one, sometimes up to two, of these political survey calls a day. After work, between 5 and 7, I get one every night, at least one during a week.
There's a trick to that too.
I told him today I'm voting for Rocky Anderson. All right, well, bye. Two-party system. Bye.
You have a landline phone, or are they calling your cell phone?
To take your call, please leave a message after the tone.
Who is that you just called?
Finger looking good, y'all. Michael Mann.
Oh.
John is in Georgia. John, Georgia.
Hello?
Hello, is this John?
Yes.
Hi, sir. Good evening. I'm sorry to bother you. This is Cross. I'm calling for Americans for a Bright, Strong Future of America. I'm calling with a survey, political survey. Did you happen to see the vice presidential debate tonight?
Yes, I did.
And if you,
this is a bit too late. It's midnight.
Yeah, but it's only three questions, sir, and this will go to help out the Republican committee. If you were to vote tonight, would you vote for A, Barack Obama, or B, Mitt Romney?
B,
Mitt Romney. Would you say you have a favorable, unfavorable, or negative, or no opinion view? Between one being the lowest, five being the highest of President Barack Obama.
What's the choices again?
One is the lowest and five is the highest.
One being the lowest, you think the least of him or the most of him?
I'm sorry, I'm new to this. One being the lowest, least favorable, five being the highest, most favorable.
One.
Okay, and last question. Is this because you're a stupid asshole redneck idiot?
It's because I'm talking to one.
No, I'm a Puerto Rican. Smart Puerto Rican.
That's the reason.
Okay, is it because you're an inbred idiot dumb fucker?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I got your number, buddy. We'll get in touch with
you. I've got your information here, and we're suspending your voter registration, so don't bother voting. That's what I wanted to do. All right.
Well, you did take a time to answer, too, man.
That was good. Yeah, good for him to take.
You're enthusiastic.
Yeah, big surprise.
Tell him that you found his dog, man. Give him the number.
Is it any surprise the redneck guy in Georgia has a very unfavorable view of President Obama? Just saying. Big surprise there. Red state. All right, we're calling one in California now. Shut up, Zyklon. I'm not ready yet. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this William Grace?
This is Bill.
Bill Cosby. Yes, hi, sir. I'm calling from America's for a Brighter, Stronger, Better Future of America with a political survey. Did you see the vice presidential debate tonight?
Yeah.
Excellent. And if the election were to be held today, would you vote for A, President Barack Obama, or B, Governor Mitt Romney, or C, undecided?
B,
Mitt Romney. Okay. Two more questions. Next question is, do you have a, on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the least favorable, lowest, 5 being the most favorable, highest opinion, how would you rate your opinion and view on President Barack Obama? 1 to 5.
1.
1. All right. Got you down. And last question, is this because you're a stupid idiot?
It's because I'm a knowledgeable person. I know what's going on in Washington, and I don't like it.
Because you're a stupid, racist idiot moron?
No, you just don't have a very good vocabulary.
No, I'm paid by the Democratic committee to do this.
Independent committee, too.
Like I'm calling from
Jane Obama.
oh, yeah, it's because you're a stupid idiot. guys, if he said he wanted to vote for, if he said he wanted to vote for Obama, I would say the same thing. I'm not just saying that because he's a Mitt Romney guy. If he said he had a favorable view of the president, I would also ask him if he's a stupid idiot. Because it's funny. You know, I should ask him, would he vote for A, Barack Obama, or B, John McCain? Like, what? No.
All I got one here, too, just came in, man. iPhone 3G, good condition, wants to trade for Android phone, also in good condition.
Oh, I got to do the, yeah, I still got to do the BlackBerry one. Yeah, you're right. Good point.
The horse one there is a good one, too. I think the dog ought to find his master, man. I think they owe you, dude. I mean, that's pretty terrible that you know, they would bring your dog and not even pay you off her.
I wonder if Crazy Fucker likes that prank. He's like, hell yeah. Crazy Fucker's like, this is my kind of show. I like this. I like these pranks. Oh, man. Here's another one.
I don't think it's the real Crazy Fucker. That's hilarious. I really wish it was, man. I think somebody stole his nick, man. But, boy, I miss him, man.
We got another one in California. I thought that was a blue state. What's going on? Well, they got a Republican governor. Is there a Republican governor in California now, or what happened?
Hello, it's Corbin speaking.
Yes, hello. This is Cross. I'm calling from the Independent Bureau for a Strong, Super, Awesome America. I was calling with a political survey. Did you happen to see the vice presidential debate tonight?
It's 9 o'clock.
Yes, did you happen to see the vice presidential debate tonight?
It's too late to call.
Asshole.
Take us off your list.
Fuck you.
He wasn't very cooperative, dang it.
All right, let me play stupid here. Hang on. Like I didn't talk to him already. Bye! Jesus.
He put on the facts?
Yeah, he did.
That was pretty slick. That was quick.
Hello? This is a busy greeting. We are currently on the phone. Leave a message and we'll...
This is a busy greeting. Right. Okay. All right, well, let's see what else we got here. Plenty of numbers to call tonight. All right, the kids want to call in. Milkman's new. I can't believe it's midnight already. Holy shit. I'll have to do an extra half hour show because I was a half hour late just about. All right, Skype lines are open. If you want to be on the Skype machine, join in.
All right, Death Fox, you got the number, man. Give him a call.
Death Fox, Zyklon, Ken. Ken's first. Ken gets gold star for being first. Hey, Ken Kinnett from Connecticut.
Brother Carlito.
Hello, man.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. I'm just hanging out here doing political.
You're single-handedly trying to fuck up Obama's re-election campaign, aren't you?
Well, if I get Romney supporters, I'll do the same thing. I'm throwing some chilies in the gumbo, that's all, man.
Hey, this doing. Is Cross from the Democratic Party. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, go fuck you. Yeah.
Take us off the list. Fuck you.
Enigma's here. Hi, Enigma. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, my inside looks good.
It's looking Thanks. Good. Dirty Aaron, super guy. How are you, Superman?
I'm doing fine. 4-1. I'm about to take Ken down.
Yeah, Ken. Oh, shit.
You didn't see the points I just got from this game tonight, fucker.
UK Godfather, I hope you joined Gort. UK Godfather's on here. And
I gave him a head.
Hey.
Hey. Private name. Private name.
No, I'm
That's
dead.
Huh? Hi, private name. All right, and Zyklon's here also. Thank God Zyklon's here.
Hey, Zyklonaniqua, Chud.
Ulu, Gandu. Sikmaranichwa. I gotta learn how to say that right. I've been practicing it, but I still can't. Alright, let's do some more prank calls then, damn it.
Yeah, I got a lot of numbers if you need them. It's Death Fox.
Alright, Death Fox. You got it. Fat Boys Barbecue. Oh, I didn't know they still have Fat Boys Barbecue, man. That was a nice chain back in the Florida days. Nan, California, Korean. Anyone want to talk to Koreans? I got a lot of Koreans here that Lonesome sent earlier.
Oh, by the way, Stephen down faster.
Everybody's back bored.
What was that, Zyklon? By the way, what?
Yeah. Skypoint down faster than Charlie's daughter.
When? Now?
Just now. Yeah, I dropped. And Skype dropped faster than his daughter.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, mine's on Skype got killed, too.
Huh.
I call it Japanese restaurant once. My trade. Nonstop. I got really mad.
I don't
but yeah, Carlita, when you're talking about fantasy, you forgot to mention my game.
Yeah, I will.
My one drive that beat Dirty Aaron. Literally, I got 16 points from Jason Wynn on one drive, and that's what beat Dirty Aaron.
Is that his one loss?
That fucking sucked.
That's bullshit.
Hey, it was good for me. I was getting pissed at the game because I'm a Cowboys fan, so I come home from the bar. I come home, I thought my fantasy just to see how Wynn was doing. I'm like, 31 points? Holy crap.
Which team is yours? Are you the Bombay Benchas? Or no, you're the Sambos.
Yeah, well, I'm the little black Sambos.
Yeah, you're the Sambos. That's right.
Did you end up playing Vic this week?
If you don't like Romo, I'll trade you Romo for Newton and also add one player in.
All right. Well, make a deal.
Really, what saves Zyklon is the San Francisco defense got like 23 points or something like that. Something retarded.
Yeah, almost 30.
Yeah. God, that was stupid.
Hello.
I ended up taking Michael Vick out at the last minute tonight, and now I see Matt Hasselbeck ended up with 30 points.
You should put Vick in. He's playing in Detroit this week.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's Vick, man. Come on. He lost the ball twice. He lost the ball to the fucking goal line last week, man. A guy can't hang on to the ball.
Who won that 10 Steelers game?
Titans won 26-23 over the Steelers.
Oh, shit.
Woohoo!
Wow.
They kicked a field goal, Steelers' field goal kicker missed at the end. Titans went down, got within range, they kicked a field goal, won it.
Woohoo! Wow. Yeah, Titans are my local team.
All right. Well, cool.
Yeah, they're showing this thing on something about Roethlisberger. Who's got Roethlisberger?
Not me.
Fucker.
It's
Ted. What's it? How?
Teabagger has it. No, yeah, I thought you had it.
No, it's me.
Yeah, he's a teabagger.
Oh, yeah. No, I was looking at that. There's a notice that last week has got added points or something like that because of they reversed the decision.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Prank calls.
No, I lost by like 48 last week because RG3 got knocked out in the third quarter and didn't come back.
Yeah, so knocked out.
Everybody go and defend the Turkish force
Big,
and face
Big Ben only scored like 23 or something like that. Hmm. But Carlito, I sent you a prank on Yahoo. You need to call White Castle. Tell them to bring you some napkins to the bathroom because you took their food into the bathroom because it makes you shit instantly, so you're in there eating the food.
Okay.
Oh, man, did you see that picture I just posted? I'm a redneck, by the way. It's Death Fox. You can see right there that they're missing their dog. You could tell that you found it and you want a reward before you bring it back to him. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cruel.
It's kind of cruel. Let's do it.
That's the only thing I wouldn't do prank calls on is lost pets.
Aw, you guys, that's your line, your red line right there?
Yeah, I'll do anything except for pets.
All right, hey, let's do prank calls before Nunu's already having a fit.
Nunu.
Emma.
Going crazy, man. He's done all his shit, three pair of diapers.
I like my response, dude. He's like, prank calls. I'm like, hey, dude, fuck off.
We don't do prank calls here. Emma Lynn, I have that has the BlackBerry Torch for sale or willing to trade for an Android or Samsung smartphone, whatever. Right, okay.
Nice.
That's in Hamilton, Alabama. It's going to be a redneck, too. So.
Yeah. All right, let's try it.
No, ask them if, tell them your Android is runs on Obama.
I'm trying to call is not reachable.
Oh,
TPS
man.
Oh, man.
They run out of minutes.
Yeah.
They're prepaid.
Oh, they're on a prepaid.
They run out of minutes.
Prepaid on their BlackBerry. Holy shit. That goes got to go. Oh, man.
How is everybody?
Prepaid is used by, like, rednecks.
and ghetto people, burners, you know, selling weed. These are prepaid burner minutes.
All
right,
Nico. I get all these numbers off a trader, so, you know.
Oh, look, we got someone selling Scentsy. My cousin sells Scentsy. We have great
what
deals going on. It's like Amway for candles. Something like that. What?
Scentsy's good shit. Who's getting the blowjob, man? Oh. That hurt.
Private number. Private number getting ready to get cut off. Private.
No, what?
I don't blast in the...
I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
Roman did. Yes, UK Godfather, we hear you.
That wasn't me blowing into the mic.
All right, everyone shut up. Listen, Nicole Keaton's got a, what is it again? Scentsy Consultant. All right, cool. Let's call. Scentsy.
Who's taking it?
I don't know.
I will. All right. What is it? What?
Scentsy. You don't even know what Scentsy is. How are you going to do it?
Scentsy Flower. Scentsy Need.
Hello?
Is this Nicole, the Scentsy Consultant?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. Good. That's good. You have men's products, right?
Yeah,
what?
Is there any way that?
What?
Is there any way that you can contact me tomorrow?
No, this is important because I have my proms tomorrow.
Do what?
I have a prom tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So I need some scents. Like, if you have men's product, do you have deodorant?
No, we do not.
What about, like, cologne for, like, down there, like the balls and stuff? You spray them on your balls, like, for the smells? She's gone. I give a shit about Scentsy. Jordan has already called Jordan about the washer and dryer. Fuck. All right, the horse sale, Bobo the horse, or Bobo's horse barn?
Let me take this one.
And then the pound dog.
All right. They're having their regular horse sale this Friday night.
Word
all right. Up. With used tack starting at 6 p.m., then on to new tack brought in by a tack man out of Tennessee. He brings lots of new tack and saddles. Tack, tack, tack. And tries to sell each and every piece. Horses will follow. Consigned horses. You can consign a horse? Wow, man. And
yeah, I figured you'd call them and ask about masturbating a horse.
Yeah, I don't have a phone number for that, though. Death Fox, no phone number.
I gave you a number. Hold on, let me get
it. It's at the bottom. It's at the bottom. Look at the bottom of the gourd.
You look at the bottom of the gourd.
That's a two.
Let me see. Oh, there it is. I got it.
Gourd this.
I had my scroll lock off on gourd so I couldn't see it. All right, let me get it here.
Yeah.
Who's doing the Zyklon? Zyklon's going to do a great prank here, right, Zyklon?
Yes.
All right.
It's something that doesn't involve racism.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I can make prank calls that don't involve racism. It's just so easy.
We've lost our two black listeners in the last month because of you. Insane.
We had black listeners?
Yeah. Hell yeah, we do. We've got Glowworm and the other guy.
Milkman.
Milkman's not black.
This is Adam Bobo. Sorry I missed your call.
Bobo.
Late number, I will call you back.
I'll call him again.
Hey, Bobo.
We've lost the Asiatics, too. They were good listeners.
Oh, they take forever.
We should call... No, I should call the Asiatics as Larry the Redneck.
What's the go-to dress?
The Gort Madhouse Radio on Gort. Milkman 420's Milkman.
It's Adam Bobo. Sorry I missed your call.
Jen Stewart is this Jen.
Straight up right in that right there.
Bobo.
Oh, yeah, can we call the Asiatics?
Yeah, later, because they take forever, and they take forever to set up. That guy's like, I'll call my buddy first.
And go on. Then he just rambles on about how King Solomon's a faggot.
Yeah.
I just figured if I call those Larry the Redneck and just go a little bit racist, I could easily set them off.
I think crazy fucker and the Asiatics would have an awesome time talking to each other.
Let me look up some more numbers.
Yes, some to pick up. That'd be good.
You don't even have to do like an accent with the Asiatics. You can just go straight racist with them. They'll fucking start yelling at you.
Just call them boy. I did that a few times. Like, look, let me ask you boys a question. They were like, boy? What do you mean, boy? Boy? Man.
There's the mulatto right there.
There's a mulatto.
I know his voice.
Yeah, it's Ted Webb. What's Ted Webb's black character?
Yeah.
Funny motherfucker.
Oh, your audio clicks so much. You go clicky click all the time.
I cut the audio off. She said I was hissing.
Yeah, you got.
You're real, really canny from this.
Right there, in the chat.
Oh man. All right, I'll grab it. In the meantime, I got we got a Korean restaurant. Anybody want that? Go Hyang Jib. No. All right, fine. I'll do it.
I would say ask about the rice and how long it takes to take a shit in the toilet, but I don't think I can pull it off.
Alan.
Hello.
72-2927.
Who is calling? I'm sorry. I'm not feeling well. All right, here's a different Korean place.
Okay, let me talk to them. I just thought of a good prank idea.
Is it racist?
Surprisingly not, yes.
Here's some sushi. How may I help you?
Hi, is this the Japanese restaurant?
Yes.
Is it Japanese?
Yes, it's a Japanese fusion. It's a sushi place.
Does that mean all the food's irradiated?
It's what was that?
Is it all irradiated from Fukushima?
From where was that?
If it's Japanese, is it irradiated from Fukushima?
I've never heard of Fukushima before.
Is there anybody there that's actually Japanese?
Well, I mean, the people that work here are Korean, but it's Japanese fusion place, so it's Japanese food. Like, we
can
have
I speak
bowls
to one of the Koreans,
sushi.
Please?
Yes.
Hey, are you Japanese?
Japanese?
Yes, are you a Japanese?
Hello?
Yes,
Japanese?
Are you a Japanese?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes? Oh, no.
Are you Japanese?
He's Korean.
No, I was asking if you were the Japanese.
No, I know, because he said that you were speaking Japanese, but he doesn't know Japanese. He knows Korean.
That's weird. I would have thought he would have learned Japanese since Japan conquered Korea for so long.
Oh, well, I guess not.
Can I speak to him again?
Yeah, sure.
Just do weird.
Hello?
Yes, I am representative of Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. And you must bow
Kim
before
Jong-un?
The great North Man. Yes, Kim Jong-un.
Hello?
Man.
Hello?
Kim Jong-un.
Hello?
Man.
Kim Jong-un?
Yes, great man. Kim Il-jong.
Kim Jong-un, I don't know, Kim Jong-un.
Sha Se-hu?
Sha Se-hu?
Sha Se-hu-ha?
Sha Se-hu-ha.
Sha Se-hu-ha Chocha Negra?
I don't know. I don't know.
Puta
Who's calling?
This is Cross. Puta Maricon Shishi?
Sorry, I don't know. Yeah.
Ching Chong Potato.
Yeah.
Ching Chong Chua?
Ching. I don't know.
Ching Shou Ha.
Sorry, I don't know. Yeah.
Mu Tai?
Hello?
Joe Rogan.
Hello?
Joe Rogan.
Hello?
Joe Rogan. I'm just remembering when
I didn't know any Korean curse words, so I just tried to say like Kim
Jong-un. Kulanaga, that was sweet, dude. You really mixed that one up. That was good.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't know if you guys remember in UK Ted when we called China and he started like saying weird shit, and the other lady was saying it back in China, lady in China. And I'm like, Ted, what were you saying to her? And she's like, I don't know, I was just making noises. And she kept saying shit back. It was so funny. They had like a whole 5-minute conversation.
We should call more Korean places and ask them what if they're willing to serve Kim Jong-un, great glorious leader of North Korea.
Ask him for Cho-Cho also.
Ted Webb here, how's everybody doing?
Ted Webb!
Ted Webb, where are you?
That's Ken. Ken's Ted Webb. You know this.
I know it's Ken. That's why I said, where are you?
Where is he? He shows up every once in a while. He's upset because of the racist calls to Zyklon. He told me personally he didn't like that on his station.
Oh.
Zyklon.
Oh, that's not nice.
Mm-mm. Aww. Zyklon, did you call some Chinese pizza guy and say, fuck, shit, fuck, and he repeated it to you a bunch of times?
He goes, fuck, shit, fuck, stupid.
Yeah.
You want me?
You guys didn't know that.
I heard
racist,
that one. I
right?
heard that one today. At
I just
work.
Like to do it because it's funny.
I heard that one at work today.
Actually, it's not funny.
It's not funny. I heard that one at work today. The guy is like, "Fuck shit, fuck you, fuck." It's like, you want me to kill you?
Yes. Please.
I've also had some cervezas today, so forgive me if I sound a little slurred.
Oh, no kidding! Like where you do the prank, it sounds like you're whooping off or something. You're like. that's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard. I mean, because I gotta mute it, you know. But
don't mute it. All right. How about some layaway calls? You guys want to mess with some layawayers?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Bring it on.
All right. So don't repeat the name of the store. I'm gonna tell you guys with my mic off the name of the store. Okay. This is
we know what it is. It's all gonna be a store that begins with the
no
letter with the.
Oh, God. It's...
I didn't say what it was.
Got that?
All right.
All right, good. And, well, you could say it in the prank, but that's one less edit I have to do, and every little bit helps. Because I'm only behind 4 shows now as of tonight.
I know, you shit fuck.
I fucking blame it on Zyklon, his racist fucking calls.
I blame it on Enigma forcing a new website. I'm kidding. That's what it is.
Actually, it's been several shows since I said the N-word on air.
I don't know, because you said it like 50 times in one show. And then like the next week...
Everybody
the next
said
week,
the freaking N-word like 50 times.
Yeah.
I got to lighten that up a little bit.
Yeah, because I tried to edit them
Don't guilty of starting that.
I tried to edit them all out by putting Sambo in instead over the N-word, and then I finally got tired of it like halfway through, and I'm like, oh, fuck it. And the next week, you're like, hey, you know, isn't it funny? Like, you tried to edit out the N-word, and halfway through, you gave up.
The hand.
There you go. Yeah, all right, listen, we got Mary. Mary put an iPad 3 16 gig on layaway today.
All right, I'm calling this.
Mary. Why you bugging? Here we go.
Where's it at?
On layaway.
Hawaii.
I fucking love Hawaiians, dude.
Yeah. Can barely hear you, his boy.
Yeah.
Tell her. Oh, Death Fox, we need to get you a new microphone and a new computer.
Yeah, definitely.
And a new accent. I'm kidding.
Just put some new fishing string on it, man.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Donna,
oh, by the way...
Private number into that one. You put a...
Mm.
Put it on the Campbell poop can.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Milkman.
Oh, no, no, go ahead.
Okay. I got Donna. I like that name. She put a Nintendo DS on later.
Bring it on.
Ask her if she should tell her if she sends you like a picture of her tits, you'll give her like $10 off.
I got an idea, Zykon. Let's plan on a call and then you not follow the plan.
Like last week?
Yeah.
That wasn't last week. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And I yelled at her.
Like, follow, we're going to follow the plan.
I thought she was doing that for Alan.
Donna? Ew.
Flush?
Hello?
Hello, Donna.
Hello?
Hello, is this Donna?
This is Dana, yes.
Oh, Dana. I'm sorry, Dana. Yeah, whoever wrote this down scribbled it up. I'm calling from the layaway department about your Nintendo DS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, here's the problem is that some of us were maybe messing around in the back, and we were throwing the football all around, and your DS fell down, and it got broken. So we're going to need you to come in and pay the full balance of it before we can replace it.
And where is this supposedly at?
At the Walmart.
Which Walmart?
The one where you got the Nintendo DS. This isn't... You don't have to tell me... you're not quizzing me here. What the... Is there something wrong with your phone line there?
No, it's your phone line.
I don't think so. I have a good phone line. So, I'm going to need you to come down and either pay the balance in full, and then we can go ahead and get this warrantied out. And if you like, you know, if you can do that, I'll go ahead and throw in, like, a free game or something like that.
Well, the funny thing about it is we didn't buy one at Walmart. We only put games on my way.
Right, yeah, the DS games.
So you guys were goofing off in the railway area and were throwing a football and knocked them off and broke them?
Yes, that's correct. A couple of them got stepped on. They're kind of shattered a little bit, so we're going to need you to come down and take care of them.
Okay, and your name is what?
My name is Brent. Are you that? Do you not
I've
understand
never,
what I'm talking
yes.
to you? Are,
I understand, but I'm afraid that...
Excuse me? Are you too stupid to understand what's happening? You need to come
Don't
down
call
here.
Me stupid.
Listen, you need to bring your white
First
trash
all,
ass
no.
down here. Bring your
Don't
white trash ass down here
because
and pay
let me tell
the bill.
You something. No, let me tell you something. I don't know who you think you're talking to. Don't fucking call my number ever again. No, you're going to call me white trash. You're not going to sit there and run your mouth. You don't know me.
Well, I'm the supervisor. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, you're a supervisor? You can do whatever you want? Do you
That's
work
right.
there?
Yeah.
Are you there? Are you there now?
Hold on, let me... Yeah. What? Where do you think I'm calling from?
I will have your job.
What, you want my job? You don't want this job. It sucks. I gotta call white trash stupid people like you. She hung up.
Oh, man. Can you hear me better now on this microphone?
Oh, I can hear you great, and all of your fiddle fucking with the microphone while I'm on the call.
I'm sorry, I switched mics, man.
If you only had just a little more time to get to know her, I mean, I think it would have worked out a little better.
Hello?
What was her name again? I forgot.
I got her.
Dana.
Are you take over?
Hello?
Let me take it.
Hello?
Hi, Dana. This is Cross. I'm the supervisor. Did you just get a call from one of our associates?
Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm the supervisor. I understand you probably got a call from one
Austin.
Of our...
Austin.
Hmm?
He just said his name was Brent. Austin.
No, Cross.
Is that what you said your name was?
I'm Cross. I'm the supervisor. I understand one of our associates.
Oh.
Hello? I understand... Cross, C-R-O-S-S. I'm the supervisor in the layaway department. I understand one of my associates just made a phone call.
Yes.
Okay, and was there a problem here? What happened?
Yeah, there was a problem. He cussed at my daughter and called her white trash and all this.
That's horrible. We don't accept that here. I'm sorry.
Well, it's too late now. The damage is done and done.
Well, let me give you some credits here. What can we do?
Hold up.
Huh?
What?
I'm trying to fix this in the computer now. I'm very sorry. Please don't. Let's just not get upset about this, okay? All right, just settle down.
Yeah.
Huh?
How can you get upset when somebody calls and talks to your child that way?
Well, she's an adult, isn't she?
What does that got to do with anything? They ain't no man to call and tell her that crap.
I know. I'm very sorry. I apologize on behalf of Brent. He doesn't like stupid people that cause trouble, so he started saying bad things. We've been drinking tonight. In the back, in the lady.
Well, it doesn't matter what you guys have been doing. This is Dana, by the way. It doesn't matter what you've been drinking or what's going on. He had no right to sit there and ask me, was I stupid, and then tell me to bring my white trash ASS down there and pay off the balance of the game because you guys ruined
them. Hang on. Brent, did you say that to this lady?
No, actually what I call her is a stupid white trash bitch.
Okay, very good job, Brent. Very well put. Thank you.
Brent, is this stupid bitch still giving you a hard time on the phone?
Yeah, I can't believe it. She needs to come down here and pay her fucking bill.
Hold on. Let me call her back. It's Larry, the store manager.
Did she hang up?
You should let me talk to her because I speak her language.
Well, she's still there.
Hey, I speak the language too, damn it. Let me just call her back. Larry, the store manager.
Wait a fucking call, guys. God. Let me call her back. Oh, wait a minute. She's still on the line.
Go right. Hang
she's
on.
She's listening.
Yeah, she's not anymore, but...
She wasn't lying.
Oh, by the... Who is this? Who is this? Let me talk.
Sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take this one.
Oh, my God.
What do they have on my way?
A candle.
Hello?
Hi, this is Larry. I'm the store manager. I understand you got a phone call from one of my subordinates. Can you please tell me what happened? Hello?
Hello? This is the same people. So that's okay. I'm going.
Can you please tell me what happened?
Tell you what happened?
Can you tell me what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. These asshole white trash people are trying to get us in trouble.
I'm recording this just so you know.
We don't give you permission.
Tell your fucking daughter we're taking her deposit. We're going to buy some more liquor. Tell her to go to another
one. We were playing Madhouse Fantasy Football.
That's true. I do need to go update my fantasy football.
Sir, are you there? Mr. Dana?
This team was the Gorts.
The Gorts. Okay.
The Gorts.
Oh, is UK UK Godfather sent me a Skype message for what is the Gort address, and I did cross@gort.us or something like that. You got it?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Oh, by the way, to sign up for a free Gorts account, you need to go to bluewaffle.com.
Bluewaffle.net.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, meatspin.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's awful.
All right, guys, come on.
Well, the early adopters are going to get the highest bandwidth. You know, they'll be staying in the triple digits.
All right, listen, we got just one person on the line at a time here. So call it early, all right? And this is going to be Lisa. Lisa has a Galaxy Android tablet that she put on layaway today. All right, now who's going to do this one? Who's going to start it? Let's stick to the plan.
I'll start it.
All right, Aaron's going to start it, and then only one person can interrupt. All right,
I'll be the supervisor. All right. I'll talk to a supervisor.
All right. I'll call you in, Zyklon, but you can't speak so goddamn slow. People don't understand you.
Yeah, you're way too.
Yeah, no, I'll speak normal voice.
There you go. It's not believable.
Let me recommend that you took her tablet out and started taking pictures of your penis with it, and now you can't erase them.
Right. I like it.
And the racial epithets are slurs.
And now she can't trade it in for a new one. She has to take that one with your penis all over it.
You can say white trash. That's okay. White trash is cool.
I love it. Yeah, my favorite is when Carlito calls people stupid bitch. The way he says it is fucking hilarious. What's the name?
Lisa. Maria.
Where?
In the same place.
Same place, same store?
Yep, yep.
Please leave your message for...
All right.
Poop.
Joseph Cox got toys like walkie-talkies, walking bowl, etc. That's what I got here. Same store.
All right, same people.
Same people, same plan. That's Joseph Cox. Joe Cox.
Yeah. Walkie-talkie sounds like part of his rapist kit.
Mm-hmm.
What did he get again?
Walkie-talkies, toys, and okay. Something called the walking bowl.
Oh, so he's going to try and raise
some
kids?
Like a walkie-talkie, fucking ski mask, toy gun, shit like that.
Duct tape.
Keys to a Chevy van.
Robin, liquor store Robin training.
Fuck, what's his name?
Solo, is Joseph Cox there?
No, he's not there.
Oh, hi. Well, I'm going to transfer my supervisor on the line, or my subordinate. Go ahead, Mr.
Yeah, hello. This is Brent. I'm the head of the layaway department. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're calling about the purchases that were made recently, or rather the deposits. I'd like to talk to you about that for a moment, if you could.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have on here is some walkie-talkies and some toys and such. Does that sound right? Is that your order?
No walkie-talkies, no.
No? What was it again? Let me just toys. Okay. All right. So, what we have here is we had a mix up. We were sort of in the back, messing around a little bit. We knocked a few boxes over and, some of the layaway items got mixed up. And, I see, what we have here down for you is a walkie talkie, a ski mask, toy guns, and condoms. Is that what you put on layaway?
No.
Okay, well, we must have got the boxes mixed up. So can you tell me a little bit about what you had on your order?
Hold on just a second.
Okay. Need some dead Kennedys. Hang up on this bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Hello?
Hey, fuck off.
Huh? Hey.
Fuck off, you piece of shit.
Why are you talking to me like that?
You made me wait. Yeah, you sound like a bitch in the fucking cut.
Yeah, you made me wait on the phone forever. I got a lot of important shit to do.
Huh? Hey, how about you stop jerking your fucking dick, shut the fuck up, and get a real fucking life, alright?
Listen, you white trash piece of shit, you don't talk to me like that. Can't afford it.
I don't talk to the fuck I won't talk to you. Stop fucking prank calling.
That's not prank calling. I'm calling from the Pearl City Walmart. Huh? You can't afford to fucking buy walkie-talkies, toys?
Dude, shut the fuck up. I know you're not. I can hear you. Everything else.
I hope you can hear me because I'm calling you a white trash piece of shit.
He's gone.
Out of nowhere, he's here. Fuck you. And I was like, what the fuck?
I thought that was one of you guys.
Hold on, call them back and let me talk to them.
Well, before we do that...
Yeah, be the manager. Carlito has to call back and apologize.
Now I got to call the lady with the car that I got the seat on fire. Let me talk to her real quick.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, I love these calls. I work in this industry, and it's fucking awesome.
It needs to be a Toyota, and tell them that the gas pedal's stuck.
Hello, we're...
Damn it, man. Nope. All right. So you want to call the last guy back, Joe Cox?
Is that a car guy? Oh, no, that's
no,
the last
call
guy.
Call Joe Cox back and say, hey, I'm the...
Or, call him. I would just call him back and just scream, fuck you, right back to him and see what he
does.
I
think that'll work
okay,
out
well. Okay, yeah, let's try that then.
All right.
If you're not on the call, mute. Mute your microphones.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always do that.
Hey guys, it's Becca, and I can't get to my phone, so leave me a message, and I'll call you right back.
Why did he leave Becca's number at the layaway? Whatever. We got one left here, Kim. Kim Kim got an Xbox 360 and an iPod Touch, 8-gig version.
I'll take this one.
With
if you're going to put something on layaway, why not get the 16-gig? I mean, fuck.
Right.
No, I was going to tell her that we accidentally replaced it with an original Xbox.
Oh, we got left as original Xbox.
You check that Gort I just sent you, man.
A Gort. Okay, I'll check it. Zach Lon, take it away. Don't talk slow. Talk fast.
Yeah, I'm going to talk normal.
Okay. We got British numbers also. Good.
Yes. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Nope.
Can we call the Turkish horse?
Well, let me call his Indian place first in Australia. The milkman Gorded via Perth.
Oh, by the way, did you call that Bombay palace that I sent you?
No.
I think it was last week.
No.
No. They're definitely closed, but there's one that opened like a couple months ago near where I work. I figured, hey, they needed a punctured call.
Yeah. Come on, Australia. It takes a while for the calls to go through Australia.
You gonna do this one?
Yeah, if it goes through here.
Hey, India?
Yes, this is Indian Imports.
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is India Import.
This is Dream India.
Yeah, you have imports there, or what do you do? Food?
Okay. I didn't get you, sorry.
I want to see if you have something there.
It's a grocery store.
That's what I'm saying. Do you want to see if you have something in the stupid grocery store? Hello? Hello, lady? Oh, man. That's what ruined is when I said stupid.
This is something from Mudachuk.
Good afternoon, Dream India Milan.
Yes, I'd like to see if you have Mudachuk there.
What?
Mudachuk? Do you have Mudachuk?
I'm just wondering.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes, do you have Mudachuk?
What is that?
Mudachuk?
No.
Do you have Banchud?
What are you after? I can't understand you.
No, do you have... What? Do you have Banchud? I don't know what she said. She said something rude and nasty.
She said Gandhi. She said Gandhi.
Oh, did she? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Milkman.
What is that? What is Gandhi?
Gay. Gay. That is a gay.
Yeah.
She said real quick and hung up.
Hey, RBCP says to try that number again because the lady answered previously, okay? The last one we did. This is Kim.
There's a massage shop there in also in Australia.
Yeah, I see that. All right, let me try.
Tell me you want to pawn a Barbie.
Let me see if I can get this to go here.
Your call has been...
Nope. Balls, man. Are those UK numbers just starting to come in? Let's wrap up the request of pranks, though. Cacti. Sent in a number that says Richard Simmons. I don't know if that's the real Richard Simmons, but we'll try it.
Ask him about sweating to the oldies.
All right. It says Beverly Hills. Must be Richard Simmons.
You reached Lemons, Richard Simmons Fitness Studio at 9306 Civic Center Drive in Beverly Hills, 90210. This is the week of Sunday, October 7th through Saturday the 13th. Before I give you the schedule for this week, please listen carefully.
Oh, shut up. Hey, Laugh Track Matthew. Hey, Matt. All right, Matt. All right, let's see. Sin sent in a number here for Richard, a different Richard, Dream Theater Band, has selected him to receive a private concert for him and his friends. That's what we're supposed to do, I guess. Richard.
Yellow.
Hi. Has anybody heard of the Dream Theater band before? Anybody? Matt?
Yeah, Dream Theater, yeah. Dream
hey,
Theaters.
Hey, Matt. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you?
Not that drunk at all, yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, wait, we're talking about your scale, that's all right. Yeah. Like, normal for you is, like, completely hammered for us.
Maybe. So this is a guy from Dream Theater?
No, he's a guy that likes Dream Theater. I don't know. Don't pick on Matt, man. Be nice. That's cool.
Hello?
Yes, this is Richard.
Yes.
Richard, hi, this is Cross. I represent Dream Theater. You've been selected to receive a private concert for you and five of your friends. I have the band on the line right now. They'd like to say hi.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, guys.
Hello.
Hey. What's going on?
Hello. Hello. Thanks for the support.
Good Hello? Looking out, mate. Good looking out, mate. Yes, that's it.
Okay.
We want some more money, though. We feel like we're underpaid.
So, yeah, we wanted to do this band thing, you know, where we play, I'm going to have the band play for you. Where could we do that in your house? Do you want to do? Do you have a favorite venue? Maybe like a bar you like to go to, or a grocery store, or anything?
Not exactly.
Oh, okay. You don't sound too excited. We had you down that you were.
Sorry.
We had you down that you were a big fan of the band. I don't understand.
I am a big fan of the band. It's midnight and I was asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna sing for you. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Peach fuzz.
We're going to one and yeah, two. No.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to stop. I need to like cut. We got to restart.
Okay.
God, my nuts itch.
Carlito, we should have the band together.
I got to get my vacuum cleaner.
The Madhouse Live Band.
All right, Richard, this isn't going anywhere. You're obviously not a real fan, so we're going to call someone else.
Can I fuck him in the ear real quick?
Yeah!
You got to laugh out of it, at least at the end there. Hear him laugh. Well, that means...
Dude, the last band I saw live was friggin' Rammstein.
Wow. Family Values Tour? I went to that. That was cool.
Hell no. Like 14 years after that.
Oh,
like this year.
Me. All right, asshole.
I saw them at the Cabaret Metro a long time ago and they couldn't do their fire. Okay. So they did fake dicks that sprayed semen at the crowd.
Nice.
Oh, they do that all the time.
They got arrested for that once, didn't they? For doing that?
Yeah. They didn't do it on their US tour. They did that song though, but instead they just broke a light bulb over the big guy's back.
Nice.
But, however, they do have a penis-shaped cannon that fires confetti.
That's cool. I know those crazy Germans. That's crazy Germans.
But, I saw
them
in
the... HSD and they had the same thing. Yeah. The penis-firing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw them in the Atlanta Phillips Arena, the Highlight Factory.
Cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's about the only place that you can really see them and do their whole shebang is those big arenas.
Let me put a little Zappos in your day.
All right, look, we got Tony sent it another.
Are they going to be on with Whitesnake?
Norm's Restaurant is open 24 hours. Anybody want to talk to a restaurant? It's a last request.
What type of restaurant is it?
I don't know. They're a 24-hour restaurant. I know that much.
Let UK Godfather do it.
There you go, UK Godfather, yay!
I like this commentating by 6 to Midnight Lounge in the chat room. Why does Zyklon's voice sound like he's rubbing one out?
It's true.
Zyklon, care to reply?
Because he is.
He sounds
probably because I've been drinking.
You sound like me in the early morning when I got the shakes.
Right.
Your voice is like kind of quivery.
Thank you for calling London West Covina. This is Erica speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, can I order a pizza, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I order pizza?
We don't have pizza, sir.
What do you serve?
All right, UK Godfather, yay!
Actually, hold on, I just got this.
Way to go the fucking extra mile for your customer.
Yeah.
No, did anybody catch the latest Jim Stewart show?
I think he just posted it, and I caught
most
of it.
Yeah, where he ordered all those pizzas to the gym, whatever it's called.
Yeah, and the taxis, yes. Yes, I did.
We should order like 30 pizzas to Charlie.
It takes a lot of setup, man, and it's late. But yeah,
Did you see Jen changed his day to, I believe it's Tuesdays now?
Did he? I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, but it was kind of early, though.
When?
Like,
yeah,
what?
He changed it to Tuesdays in an earlier time.
Like what time?
Fuck, I can't even remember what time he changed it to.
Because
you
have a
Tuesday
lot of
now.
Listeners or something, I think.
He's not going to get listeners early on a Tuesday.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, I mean, as long as he's making the pranks and put them on YouTube.
Yeah, just, yeah. Don't,
what time on Tuesday?
Where did he put it? Did he Facebook it or something? What's going
on?
Yeah,
it was on Facebook.
Yeah, it's up on YouTube. I caught it earlier today.
I'll go investigate. I'll fill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fine. Let us know. Yeah, well, I want to know what time. Give me a time.
Wednesday, 5 o'clock TMT.
5 o'clock
when we were talking
GMT.
About layaways, I just had a funny, remembered a funny layaway story that happened a couple days ago. So, guy puts a gun on layaway, and the idiot salesman puts it back out on display. So I have a customer that wants to buy it, which of course causes all sorts of hassle. Uh-huh. Eventually I find out who it is, and I take him out back for a little discussion.
Oh, wait,
Nikon,
you have
play.
An idea? That doesn't sound like you.
Oh, no.
Wait, Zyklon, I have an idea. Zyklon, I got an idea.
I'm heading over to the refrigerator. Best idea, go to the refrigerator, take out beer, open beer.
All right, moving yeah. right along. We got
confirming on Jim Stewart's Facebook Tuesdays at 5.
What time is that? Eastern.
That'd be 1 o'clock our time.
In the afternoon?
Yeah,
it's at noon.
Man, no one's gonna listen to that.
It's even worse. It's even worse on the fucking West Coast, dude.
God, yeah. I'm not gonna tune in. I'm gonna
be
away.
It's at noon, so you guys are. It's 9 o'clock out here.
It's like 10 a.m.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
What's he talking about? How would he get more listeners doing that? I don't get the guy. I give up.
He should do it after the show.
Must be what's convenient for him.
He's another KDK. Yeah. That's all he is. RBCP is on.
Anyway, guys, glad to talk to you all.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Zyklon. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Jesus got real.
New. I'm going to go drink.
Also, Zyklon.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
No. I'm going to keep my goddamn dog.
You're fucking racist. You're a racist,
sir. RCPC, hello. Oh, wait. I haven't said one of this all night. Sambo!
What? What are you talking about, Zyklon? Jesus Christ. I'm doing more pranks.
I have not said that word at all today.
Very good. All right, Ron's River Don Sanctuary. Don, the manager, is an extremely, extremely agitated person. Let me talk to him.
No, that's just him. I help you.
I'm calling for Don. He's an asshole.
Who's this?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross. This is Don.
No.
Where is he?
Sleep.
Well, wake him up. I need to talk to him right now. Okay.
You'll wake
that
him up.
That was him.
That was him.
Was it? That guy doesn't sound like... That guy seems like a pussy. Not like somebody that yell a lot.
Yeah.
Even though he hung up, it was funnier than Zyklon's calls.
Ah.
Zing!
Good point. All right, we'll call England and we're going to wrap it up. RBCP, do a prank call to England. They'll be stupid.
I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I don't speak that language.
Fine, don't.
I'll talk to
Queen's English.
All right, who wants this J.I. Seville? J.I.
Huh?
Seville. J.I. Seville. You know what I'm going to do?
It's just a person?
Yeah, I'm going to post a whole bunch of numbers in the chat and Skype, and I'll call him off as I do it so you guys know who I'm calling.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep saying I'm calling from States.
I'm going to call them first and tell them who you are.
Give them my info.
Be expecting a prank call from Carlito.
He's calling. Watch out.
Arm yourself.
Arm yourself. They can't.
What are they going to do? They're going to make a zip gun.
A potato gun. Oh, boy.
Oh, I want to talk to James Ball.
Skype just froze. What a shit. Here we go. J.I. Seville. There we go. I'm going to do this one. London.
I'll do the next one. I ain't did one.
Oh, shit. Really? All right. You can do that. That's okay. Nunu says he sent prank ideas and then piss. Ask people that will vote for British politicians, like Cameron or Gordon Brown. How many men with mother before born? Ask them that. Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. How are you? Is this J.I. Seville?
Who is this, please?
This is Cross. I'm calling from the National United Kingdom Emergency Water Pole.
I can't hear what you're saying. I'm a bit deaf.
What?
Let me put on the other ear. I'm not ready with you.
Are you stupid?
What are you saying now?
I don't know what you're saying. Hello? Can you hear me?
No. You can't hear you properly, no.
What?
I can't hear you properly, no.
You're fucking stupid.
What?
Stupid.
I'm sorry, you. Shut your mouth.
You should.
Got a cock in her ear.
Oh, that shows you do hear, and you're a liar, ma'am.
Yeah. She heard that. Oh, boy. Okay.
You're a liar and a sinner. And she's going to burn in hell for that lying.
You know what? I'm going to call one of these American guys that I called stupid for not liking Obama.
You should try to call that one girl about the dress again.
Yeah.
You should just start calling anyone and asking them who they're going to vote for. And when they say they're going to vote, just tell them that they're stupid. That it doesn't
matter. Welcome to an hour ago. It's true, no matter who you
are. Ellen get on like around 11.
Who is breathing? God, stop breathing.
Hi.
Hi.
You've reached the Jones residence.
Yeah.
We're not available for
anyone right
now, but if you leave your name and your number, we'll give you a call.
Your town sound too American for this. Hey!
I can never get that right. I can't ever hack anything.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. What?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's calling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Westwood.
You called
You called me. Hello. God damn it, can you hear me? You awake?
Is this Gordon or Yvonne Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to vote for Obama? Hello. Do you need to switch the microphone, the phone machine, to your other ear so you can hear me better?
I think it's more or less he needs to pull it out of his ass.
Is the phone in your ass, sir?
Is the phone possibly in your wife's ass?
Hey, sir, don't go anywhere. We're going to call someone. We want you to listen. We're going to call Bill Cosby. You ever heard of him?
He's a black.
The Kennedy! You put the pokey in the mod. And it goes, wow, wow, wow.
Wow, it saved the darndest things.
Bill and Grace are not available right now, so please leave a message. Thanks.
I should have hacked that one, too. Fuck.
Bill needs to fucking have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
No kidding.
We need to call Faison and have a fucking word with her.
Oh, yeah, Faison. Let's do it.
that one guy hung up. Like, you think he's like totally asleep and like out of it and just clicks over on him.
Like,
he's like, what's going on?
In the morning, he's gonna be like, I had the weirdest fucking dream.
Milkman dropped off.
No.
Too many people on the line. He's not playing games.
No, we gotta get rid of some people.
I think Hillock needs to talk to Faison.
Fine, I'll leave.
No.
Who's Faison?
This is a broad.
Oh, shit, fuck you, too.
Thank you for calling Circus Kitchen. For takeout orders, please leave your name and number and we'll get...
They screen all their calls now. It's bullshit. Let me get...
I think it's only for Thursday, though. They turn that fucking machine on.
Yeah, they know. Because you fucking with someone.
Time to call the house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I got to search. I still haven't added that.
Brad ducked away.
Yeah, he's like that. He's weird.
Man. He's a nice
Please
cat.
Enjoy the following music while your party is
He gets all scared.
You think Milkman would have fucking got that money refunded to him since they don't play any music and she's paying like $50 a month for it?
Remind him of that. He doesn't know.
It might be a dog whistle.
Oh. Milkman.
There you are.
Hey, how you doing there?
Howdy. I don't know what happened. We just went boop, like that and it's gone, man.
You never called to get your ring thing fixed. It's still not playing music.
It still isn't fixed?
No, we need to call him right now on the air and have a word with him.
Every week I remind Milkman of this. Every week he sounds incredulous about it. It's like, what? He's still on fixed. God damn it.
I'm so vicious. Well, you pay him, you know.
Send fucking Jay Battle over there to get it taken care of, Milkman.
Yeah, where's Jay Battle?
Hey, Battle the man.
Jay Battle.
Hey, now that brother there hooked you up, man. I'm telling you, man. He's a good guy, man, really.
He's got drugs.
Hello?
Is this Jay Seville?
Yes, live.
Why? Oh, because I'm calling with an important message about your water.
About the water.
Yeah, the water. You might not. I wouldn't drink the water for the next 24 hours. It's coming out.
Okay.
It's coming out brown. Can you check it and let me know if it's coming out brown?
Just a minute.
All right.
We've got a boil order.
Have you rung before?
What?
Have you rung earlier?
Yeah, but no. This is a new call. We haven't called before. You're having.
No, but I had a call at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yeah, we tried to call in earlier, but the computer wasn't working right.
Which water, hot or cold?
The toilet water.
That one's all right. Let me have a look in the other room.
All right.
Whoa. Sounded like a Tesla coil going off.
No, this is all right, love.
Did you flush the toilet, or are you just checking the water?
Pardon?
Can you flush the toilet, please?
I just flushed it, love. It's all right. It's clear.
Can you make sure, is the water in the toilet cold or hot right now?
Cold.
Did you put your hands inside the toilet?
Yeah.
Wow, why would you do that? Because people take a shit in there and they piss in there.
Well, never mind that.
You're disgusting.
Anyway, I'm in bed. I'm disabled. Bye.
Lick your fingers.
What amazes me there is Carlito had her check the water because it was coming out brown and didn't want her to drink it. But then she's like, oh, yeah, toilet water is fine. It's like, are you drinking the fucking toilet water, lady, or what?
She was hardcore, man. She just stuck her hand right in that shit.
Yeah,
she
said
it's fucking cool.
She was nice, though. It's all right, Rob.
Sexy. I think last track Matt would have got some.
Yeah, she sounded like an awesome drunk broad on the dole.
That's
what her disability is, being a fucking drunk on the dole.
A banger like Judi Dench, man.
Yeah.
You also had that kind of fucking electricity sound come across her mind.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah, it sounded like Tesla coils, or like more like the Jacob's Ladder. That like.
Hello,
Jay Seville.
Who is it?
Hi, this is the Water Administration. There's a problem with the water in the neighborhood. You're on Scotland Hall Road, I understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone made a mess back here on the main pipe. They dumped sewage. Can we check on your toilet, if you could flush your toilet, see if it's coming out clear?
It's 10 to 6 in the morning over here.
Yeah, I know, but if you don't do this, we're going to have to shut your water down from the street via the computer for 72 hours. So you go the whole weekend without being able to use the water.
Yeah, it's working.
All right. And can you check the water that's in there? Is it hot or cold?
I'm not putting my hand down the toilet.
You have to check, sir. We're going to shut the water off completely for 3 days. He's the first guy that doesn't do it. That's awesome.
Get one on to taste the water.
Does it taste salty? Because we're afraid it's coming back from the sea.
Just get one of them to taste it.
Yeah, let me try this. I got him this time.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you use a cup and just take some of the water out and maybe smell it?
Are you serious?
No, yes, from the toilet. Sir, we're going to shut your...
Listen, I'll tell you one thing. You ring this phone again, right?
We're going to shut
just your... leave it. It's 2 a.m. in the morning for pissing about with you, yeah?
If you
Listen, forget about it.
Cooperate or we'll shut your water off. Oh, okay. Well, we're shutting it off. Milkman,
I thought I heard a guy or something coughing in the background. Yeah. You may accuse him of having a boyfriend over something fucking with him that way.
Whiz in the water. Yeah. Oh, you know what I haven't...
He's flushing condoms in the toilet.
You know what?
He's a surly cut.
You know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't pranked the hotel rooms where I tell them that they're wasting too much of the water.
Tell them you're going to charge them a dollar a gallon.
Get them real good. Why are you calling so early? Well, we're trying to catch you before you start your day. You're only allowed one toilet flush. You don't use that fucking shower.
Yep. Hello?
Hello?
James Balls?
Yep.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the United Water Administration, United Kingdom European Water. There's a problem with the water machines back here. And we're afraid that your water's contaminated. Could you please check your water in your toilet, see if it's brown or if it's clear? Hello? Oh.
Wow.
That was not good. I had bad delivery on that. That's why.
I think you threw too many words in the administration you worked for.
Yeah.
Administration machines?
This is the government of the Chula Empire of the Third Rock.
What did I say? United Water Administration.
Like, it cracks me up when you say water machines.
There's a problem with the water machines. Just sticking out with this big machine with waters. Somewhere in the meadow, somewhere. Pumping water out the ground.
The water machines, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. It sounds like.
It would be the treatment, water treatment facility.
Close exhaust coming out of it and shit.
But water machine, yeah, right? It's like just plumes of smoke. Like sucked
oil
and
fucking shit coming out.
And you just
of it.
See like the little cute little wildflowers dying around it.
Oh, that's good water, man. That's good. It's clean.
Yeah.
That's safe.
James Benson.
James Benson, yes. How'd you know we had that?
Because you posted it in the chat.
Oh, you're
stupid.
Awesome.
Do what now?
All right.
Do what now?
James Benison.
I'll take it.
All right, James Benison.
Yes, good morning. Hello, James.
What the hell are you playing at?
Good morning, James. Is this James Benison at 74 Bredbury Green, Romney Stockport, England?
It is, yes.
Yes, good morning, James. My name is Brent Westwood. I'm calling from the UK Manchester Water Administration Machines. We've had some of our pumps go out, back here at the pump station for the water. We need to go ahead and check. We're calling everybody on your street to see if the water is working. Would you mind having a look for us?
I was fast asleep.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I was fast asleep, too. I got called in. I'm actually calling from a call center. We're contracted by the UK government administration machines at a call center. I'm calling on my phone machine to tell you that my pump machine has gone out, and I need you to check your faucet to see if the water's coming out. I need you to check the loo as well.
The loo was supposed to show a while ago. It's cold water, right? Yes, we've got cold water.
Oh, you got cold. You got water. So now, if you lift up the back of the toilet, is there water filling back up in there?
No, it isn't.
Ah, well, we got a problem here. Now, if you reach, can you take the lid off the back of the toilet?
Don't flush it.
It's filling up all right.
Now, can you reach in there and make sure the water is cold?
How big is this toilet tank?
Oh, so, okay, here, let me check the computers. Are you there, James?
Yeah, I can't get into it either, but...
Okay, yeah, I'm just checking the computers. I see what seems to be the problem is that your toilet is flushing too many times. It has too big of a tank on the back. You're going to need to go ahead and get that taken care of.
I mean, it's flushing too many times.
Well, what's happening is I can hear you there flushing it over and over again, and that's what seems to be the problem is going out with the pumps.
are you joking me?
No, this is not a joke. Many people have called in on your street and reported not being able to make their tea or their coffee because you've been flushing your toilet too many times. What you should probably do is if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. We're going to be sending... Are you okay there? You got a little cough?
No, that's not me.
Oh, okay. You sound a little ill. I just want to make sure you're going to be all right. So what...
Water's perfectly clear.
Are perfectly clear. Well, that's good. Well, it turns out that it's just an anomaly, and we're going to be issuing a new water order, and that if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown and shit in the toilet, you can mix the shit and the piss together and flush it down. That's okay, but, you know, if it's yellow, let it mellow. Hold on, let me get my supervisor on the line. Hold on, Ken?
Yeah, Brent.
Is my supervisor Ken is on the line. He'll talk to you more about the shit and the piss in the toilet.
Yeah, it's an unsavory situation. With the complaints we've been getting right now, what we really need you to do, I know you're not going to agree to it. It sounds a little bit outside of the box. I need you to dip your finger in there and tell me the temperature. Is it hot or is it cold?
It's boiling.
Boiling, okay. Go ahead with the finger that you dipped in there. Let me see. Just touch it to the tip of your tongue. Does it taste like sulfur at all?
I don't see any lights along the street, so not a lot of people being...
Does it smell like sulfur?
Hey, do you know what time it is?
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm calling from an outsource center. We're trying to get this problem situated. all I really need to know is we're trying to track this problem down. Does it smell like sulfur?
I was woken up half an hour ago with a phone call, and there was nobody there. It's 6:30 in the morning.
6:30. I'm sorry about that. Can you just taste it? Just put the tip of your finger to your tongue and let me know if it tastes like sulfur.
Well, go on, take a running jump.
Take a running jump.
That coughing didn't help anything.
Yeah.
That's UK Godfather, goddamn.
Yeah, UK Godfather.
Who was coughing, man? I was muted. Who the heck was coughing? You should mute if you're not in on the call.
Milkman.
I was muted as well.
It was UK Godfather, and I removed him from the call, Milkman.
Well, that and your bunch of Brian's snoring you did the other day, you know, you got to kind of like, you know, make sure you mute it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would think when he asked what time it was, a good thing to say it's sulfur time.
Sulfur time.
It's time for you to do what the fuck I say.
I guess Nuno's in the chat rating our prank calls now with digits. So 6.25, that's the highest. Is that what you're saying, Nuno?
Yeah. It only goes
6.25. It goes 1 to 5. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Look at that. Gold star, Aaron. Good work. And Ken, both of you. Gold star, all around. Good work, guys. Would have been a 7, but we had Coffee McCofferson over there coughing. Damn it, man. All right.
The first time we smoked a marijuana cigarette is what we got going on over there.
Was that Benison or Beresford that we called? Do you know?
No, it was James Benison, Romley Stockport.
Good. We got two more here that I posted in the Skype chat if you want to bring yourself up to speed. James Beresford.
Water machines.
Try to get people to go outside. I don't know how you're going to do it, but try to get people to go outside.
When I was young, I used to call and just people in my neighborhood and say I was from the gas company and there was a leak in the neighborhood and get them to open the windows and sniff outside there for a while.
Yeah, no,
tell them back.
I'd be like, a package outside or something. Yeah, tell them there's a package
like
outside.
There's a gas leak in the neighborhood, but that was down in Texas. It was easier to do that talk. But I would have people sniffing outside the windows with their head all outside there. I could see them.
It'd be funny to get someone to stick their head in the toilet bowl and smell.
A good thing to do is tell them, if you want to go outside, tell them that you have reports of sewage backing up in their yard. Go out there and look.
Hello? Hello, James? Oh, I think they hurt you.
Tell them you hit their car. That'd get them go outside fast.
A lot of these guys don't have cars. I don't know.
They're all pensioners. They don't have fucking cars.
Little James. He's picking up and hanging up.
He's got incentive to one ring hang up. The fuck the world phone.
James Bradbury. Last call of the night, I guess. I don't have any more numbers. I know, it's a sad time. If I had sad lost music, I'd play it.
I think I have a recording somewhere.
I got it. I got every single season. Music.
Hello?
James Bradbury.
He's at work.
Huh? He's at work? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm calling from the United Water Administration. We're locating a leak in the water system. Around 2 Cass Avenue. Do you know who that is? Is that your residence?
I live here, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a water leak there. Have you had any problems with the toilet machine at all today, your toilet?
Nope.
Or has it been used this morning?
Nope.
Can you check to make sure it's not running or that you have any faucets running for me?
There's definitely no water leak here.
Huh?
There's definitely no water leak here.
So there's no water running at all?
Nope.
Can you flush?
I've got water running, but there's no water leak.
All right. Can you flush the toilet then and see if it's working?
Why don't you do that?
Well, I need to see if the water leak is up the street. If your toilet flushes, then you're okay. If not, then we got a problem.
It's fine.
You haven't flushed it yet, have you, stupid?
Yeah.
Hmm?
You calling me stupid?
No, I was talking to my associate over here. He's not listening to me. Can you check the flush of the toilet?
Wow. There's something about the way you say stupid that people like it really.
They definitely really don't like it.
They get very head heavy.
I wonder what that is about the way I say stupid.
Because it sounds like you mean it.
Stupid.
It's not like just flashingly like that was stupid. You're like, no, you're stupid. Like pointing the finger at him saying you're stupid. You're stupid. Wow. Stupid.
You're so stupid.
When call Australia and tell them Abbos are loose in the streets.
Abbos?
Yeah,
Abbos, goddamn Abbos.
The hell's an Abbo?
Most of the Abbos Aboriginals? Are in goddamn jail. Abro Levines.
You know,
I'm talking about Aboriginals. It's a slang word in Australia for Aboriginals.
Oh wow, I like to. I like to see like porno with Aboriginals. I think that'd be really good. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna go. It's time. Sorry, guys. Well, it's been nice having you all on. You guys are great.
The Seda College is
great. Very great. Good job. Matt, it was good having you on. Don't be a
stranger. Thanks for letting me on.
No worries, man.
Super fun.
Hey, we got to do some more pranks this weekend, Friday or whenever we did pranks. That was fun. Was that Friday? Was that you? Were you on? I was so drunk I don't remember, man.
I don't know. I'm around.
You were drunk.
I can look through Skype history if you want.
Hey Matt, what day of the week is it?
It's Thursday.
There you go. Good.
It's no. It's Friday.
It's drunk day.
Friday, technically. Man. Yeah. It's drinking time. All right. Bye, Matt. Take it easy.
Later, guys.
Bye.
God bless.
See you later, private number. Fox, Dark Fox, Death Fox.
Yeah, later, man.
Later, man. Bye.
Good night, man.
All right, man. All right. Enigma, if you're still on here, you're out of here on your ass. See you later.
See ya. Bye. Good job.
All right, thanks. If you say so. Thanks for the help of the website. We'll get it figured out this weekend. We'll finish it up.
Yeah, check it out, too, when you're done.
You got it, man. Thanks, I will.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, how's that turning out? It's looking good?
It's looking good. Very good. Yep. I'm very excited about this. It's going to be great. All right. Well, see you later there, Big Ken.
Hey, Ken's going down.
38
and
my balls. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Ken's going down, bitches.
All right. See you later, Aaron.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Have fun this weekend. Yep, you too. All right, Milkman.
Yes, sir.
Do that thing.
All right, my friend. It is that time again. It is that time again. Hear them funky chimes are ringing. Yes, sir. I'd like to thank all our friends for joining us tonight. We had quite a lineup there in the chat and the Skype. Thank everybody for stopping in. Thank all our friends over there in our chat room. I'd like to thank, Jesus Christ. Everybody in 98.6 The Mouth. The list is too long. thank you so much. Especially want to thank you. Man, that's a good chat. Yeah, but especially want to thank you. That's right, our numbers hit, man. That's right, little Jerusa. Thank you, all fish hell high. Well, man, thank you, brother. I'd also like to thank all our friends there at Cacti, whoever's out there. And I'd like to thank all our friends over at Connecticut. I'd like to thank all of our friends that are listening right now and people who just met us. Hey, we do this every week. Most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. All we do is ask that you give us the dime because we're going to drop the dime. Everybody, bring your friends. Bring enemies. They're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. And I want to thank you, especially our leader of the Madhouse, Jody Chivo, Hermanito. Thank you, my brother. We do it without you, man. Much love, man.
Yeah. Thank you. We didn't get to Baz's cow pianist number. Sorry, Baz. We'll play this song for you because I'm sad that I forgot. Sorry, man. Well, we're out of here, I guess. See you guys later next week. Next Thursday will be another Madhouse show, you know. If I don't die.
What is that noise? That's not the funky chimes. What is that, bro?
That's the end of the show, the end of the season.
Huh?
It's the end of the season. The end of Madhouse Forever is the song we're playing. The very last Madhouse.
Oh, that's Madhouse Forever. Yeah.
The season, the series finale tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, with the orchestral moment, the orchestration. That's pretty cool, man. You did a good job, man.
Glad you like it. Good night, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Yay. Next week, MadhouseLive.com. Bye. Royale with cheese. We're moving to Gort. Yeah, that's it.
Definitely get us on the Gort, man. I'll tell you what, this thing is fast as heck. I love it, man. Thank you so much, man. We're early adopters, man. We're going to keep that triple-digit speed, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'll get that feed updated. Don't worry. I'm working on it.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, go me that information, too, man, I requested earlier, if you remember.
All right, here it comes. Got it? I'm sending it now.
Thank you, big brother. All right. Well, that kind of makes me want, like, a big plate of turkey, man.
You go smoke your marijuana cigarette.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, addict.
I saw that big stogie you had there, blunt, a little while ago cooking, man.
It was good. All right, bye.